big dog hunt.
A man. Jackson in sync. Good evening, folks. Joe Stazak here. Time for the Joe Stazak Show. I'm here till 10 o'clock tonight following the great D-line of Pat Egan behind the glass taking your calls at 610-632-0975. We are broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio only from Comcast. And, of course, the sports Armageddon continues, although it looks like we might be getting a little closer to some semblance of baseball. Hockey's now talking about their playoff format and coming back. Basketball might be back at the end of July. All I know is this. I am working 9 to 12 tomorrow morning. From the time I leave here tonight at 10 o'clock, 10:05, until I get here in the morning, 9 o'clock, about 1,000 more people will have died from the coronavirus. Nationally. That's not worldwide, that's nationally. So about another 1,000 people. It's getting a little better. It's tailing off a tad, but it's still bad. To date, 1.6 million cases in the United States with a death toll approaching 100,000. 5 million cases worldwide with the death toll approaching 400,000. This is real, and I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, couldn't be a bigger embarrassment if he tried. Couldn't be a bigger embarrassment. He's on with Anderson Cooper and Dr. Sanjay Gupta last Thursday night on CNN, and they're talking to him because he's really trying to expedite the process to get baseball back and up and running. Like, really soon, like spring training in about 2 weeks and the season opening July 4th weekend with all these contingencies and changes and 80-page manuals on protocol, on health and safety when dealing with the coronavirus. The question was asked, and we'll hear from him a little later on in the show. The question was asked of Rob Manfred, what happens if someone comes down with the coronavirus, tests positive? Because in South Korea, in their baseball league, if one player comes down with it, they shut the league down for at least 3 weeks. That's it. They're up and running because they do a lot of testing. They're way ahead of the curve, Asian culture, all that good stuff. We're in the throes of this situation, and Rob Manfred's worried about his baseball league losing $4 billion. And to say it will be devastating for the owners if there's no season, devastating for these billionaires? Don't embarrass yourself. You know how many people are out of work because of this, making $17 an hour? They're broke now. It's been 2 months. Most people can't work. But anyway, he was asked a question by Dr. Sanjay Gupta. If someone comes down and tests positive, what's the deal? Because right now we're supposed to quarantine 14 days. If you have it, 14 days. If you've come into contact with anyone who has it, 14 days. That's the rule. Quote, our experts are advising us that we don't need a 14-day quarantine. What we will do is the positive individual will be removed from the rest of the group. That's good, Rob. There will be a quarantine arrangement in each facility and in each city, and we'll do contact tracing for the individuals that we believe there was contact with, and we will do point-of-care testing for those individuals to minimize the likelihood that there's been a spread. That's a disgrace. That's a disgrace. Baseball's moving forward, and we're not even close to being done with this. And I got to be honest, as much as I want to see sports, I can do without baseball until September, to be honest. It's fine. It's not 2008 anymore. It's okay. It's something. I'm really looking forward to basketball and hockey getting back into play. Although, you know, sitting back, thinking about it today, as I watch Netflix most of the day and ID channel, because there's not a lot to do still, 2 months in, is it going to be the same? Do I even care anymore if sports comes back? The NBA is talking about now opening up in Walt Disney World at the ESPN facility down there. ESPN's worldwide of sports. Hockey's talking about a two-base hub, two-city hub. They did approve, the NHLPA did approve a 24-team playoff format the other day. Actually, I think it was yesterday. Which basically says that the top four teams in each conference get a bye, while 5 through 12 play a best of five, so that at the end of this, they will have 1 through 16 and go from there. Now, what do the top four do, you say? Well, initially, I believe they were supposed to get a bye, and the Flyers are one of those teams. Now I'm hearing they're going to play a round robin. The top four teams will play a round robin to seed them. The positive of that is, while everyone else is playing and knocking the rust off, you're not sitting around. You're playing meaningful hockey. So I'm not sure where I fall on that yet. I hate gimmicks. I really do. When you try to get too cute, too gimmicky, it really kind of takes away from the integrity of the sport, in my opinion. I know this is unprecedented territory and uncharted waters, but it's, even some of the players have come out who voted and said yes, have said that they would rather have the old wild card playoff format in place, so it's real. Some of the players have complained that whoever wins the cup this year, if hockey does come back, not quite real. Maybe put an asterisk next to it, you know, because they won in a really weird season where some teams didn't get to finish the season, although that's why they're doing the 24-game playoff format. Some of the teams that were close, they're letting play in this play-in system. I like it. I think it's fine for what it is. You know, you're not going to please everybody, and not every plan you come up with is going to be fair for everybody. There's going to be some left out. There's going to be some who don't like the round robin at the top. Some who don't like the best of five. They're talking about reseeding after all of this is done. They're not sure where they stand on that yet. That's hockey. And they stand to lose $1.2 billion if the season doesn't happen. The NBA, there's a 220-acre ESPN complex in Disney World. And it has plenty of room to house teams. And it has three arenas and... they're looking at a two-week recall, then a 2 to 3 week formal training camp, and then probably start games at the end of July. That's at least a little more palatable, in my opinion. I might be a little biased because I hate greedy owners and greedy commissioners, and the fact that we're not even close to being through this. And they're pushing and forging forward and putting people at risk. Putting these players at risk. These players who also happen to be on the same bench as, you know, in baseball, they have older bench coaches, and first base coaches, third base coaches, former managers, guys who are at high risk of catching this thing. I just think it's way too early. I think it's irresponsible. I think Rob Manfred sounds like a total idiot. especially when he said that the loss of revenue will be devastating to the owners. They're billionaires. They're going to get devastated in 1 year, spreading out $4 billion in losses among them. Please. It's ridiculous. Okay, we're going to play. I'm told we have the cut right now. This was Rob Manfred. Well, this was Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN with Anderson Cooper and MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred last Thursday night. And they were talking about the situation if someone does test positive for the coronavirus in Major League Baseball.
And then if someone does test positive for the virus during the season, then how do you handle that? Does everyone that the person's been in contact with then have to go into quarantine for 14 days?
Our experts are advising us that we don't need a 14-day quarantine. What we will do is the positive individual will be removed from the rest of the group. There will be a quarantine arrangement in each facility and in each city. And then we'll do contact tracing for the individuals that we believe there was contact with, and we will do point of care testing for those individuals to minimize the likelihood that there's been a spread.
Yeah, not good enough. In my humble opinion, not good enough. I don't blame these players. And the commissioner said if a player doesn't want to play or resume at this time, it's okay. He can come back when he's ready, when he feels more comfortable. They issued, initially I heard it was 80 pages. Now I'm hearing it was 67 pages. These protocol manuals to the individual players in Major League Baseball. 67 pages of how things are going to change and health protocol, maybe going to the games in your uniform, no showers, no hot tubs, a lot of restrictions. And they're getting pushed back, especially the shower. Guys want to shower after the game. They don't want to go to the game in their uniforms. What is this like? You know, when I was in peewee hockey, I used to get half-dressed. My dad would take me to games. I'd have my shin guards on and my pants. I mean, come on. Again, it's so ridiculous to even try to memorize all the rules that they have that the commissioner has come out with. And they're still not, they still haven't agreed to what's going to happen with revenue sharing because the players are already taking a 50% pay cut because they're only playing half the season. Now they're being asked to take another 50% cut because of revenue sharing. If I listen, I know people are out of work and people are hurting. If I was a baseball player, kiss my ass giving another 50% of my salary when I'm the one risking my health. Kiss off. It's ridiculous. So I don't know if they're going to agree to that. That's going to be a sticking point. I think Rob Manfred seems to think that he's optimistic that they're going to work something out, and they probably will, where there's money involved. You know, both sides will probably come to some sort of solution, I would think, but another 50% haircut, they're already taking a 50% haircut, which is fine. They're only playing half the games. They were already given an advance earlier in the year when they shut down. $170 million was spread out, something like that. So I just think it's out of control what baseball is trying to do. Irresponsible on the commissioner's part. And if that's the case, it's not too much further down the road where you're going to see the NHL and the NBA, and they're probably going to have similar protocol. You know, baseball's first man up. And it's real early in the game to be doing it. But first man up is always going to take the most heat. But at least hockey and basketball are looking at the end of July. it gives everyone another month. But to be honest, I think that's way too early. And it's a sad day when I become the voice of reason in this town. But seriously, we're going to be right back where we started from if we come back from this thing too early. Again, 1.6 million cases in the United States, 400,000 deaths. By the time I get here tomorrow, another 700, 800 people will have died. Janelle Albritton, who has a master's in public health, will be joining me at 8:10 to discuss this Rob Manfred interview. And again, he says his experts, our experts say a 14-day quarantine is not necessary. And apparently, if you've come into contact with patient zero, you don't need to be quarantined either. They just need to figure out who you've come into contact with. And that's another thing. If you read closely, he says that we will do contact tracing for people that we think came in contact with the infected player. I hope the infected player would have a say in that. He can, you know, inform everyone who he came into contact with, because it's not for the MLB to decide. But again, I just think it's ridiculous. And what do you think of all this? You're going to be seeing teams play in different parts of the country with no fans. And all kinds of crazy rules and changes to the game. And, you know, at this point, I'm like, I almost don't care, to be honest. I'm still chomping at the bit for my hockey fix. So maybe it's because I'm a little biased against baseball. I think 162 games is too much. 82 would be fine with me. And I really only get into it in September. Unless you have a team like the 2008 Phils and 2009 Phils who were entertaining every night out. Or the 93 Phils. A team like that. Phils aren't like that. They're not that exciting. They're getting better. 82 games is fine with me. But if it doesn't come back until September, I'm fine with that. So maybe there's a little biasness in me. But I'm certainly anti-owners, and I usually side with the players anyway.
It's funny you say that, because last week you were singing a different tune.
What was I singing?
About Blake Snell.
What about him? I agree with him.
Oh, that's right. Me and you were on the same page.
We were on the same page, bro.
I just assumed. All right, hey, my bad. All right, I'll shut my mic off now, because I've grown so accustomed to just disagreeing with you. So I'm sitting here just seething, going, "Oh, guy's changing his tune on me a week later." But, no, you're right. We were actually on the same.
We were
same
on
page
the same
on
side
one.
On that one.
Man. All right, I'll shut up. All right, this was fun. Have a good show.
All good, brother. Pat Egan behind the glass. I believe that was Steve Callis. He was on the other side of the fence with, who will also be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour.
Great to be with you.
Yeah. Blake Snell, pitcher for the Rays, won the Cy Young in 2018, came out and said, "Hell no, I want my Kachinga. And I'm not taking another pay cut, and we're at risk." And, you know, and again, Major League Baseball, if you don't want to play, you're not being forced to play, you're not going to get fined, nothing like that. But, you know, I'm on the player side here. And to say it's devastating for these owners to spread out $4 billion in losses when they make, I think last year they made $10.3 billion. $10.3 billion, I think. So they're only, I shouldn't say only, but $4 billion is a lot of money. But every year, the league pulls in around $10 billion. So they're losing $4 billion if baseball doesn't happen this year. And it will. I don't know if it's going to get shut down soon after that. I just think they're out of their minds. Out of their minds. And as much as I'd like to see this thing end, I mean, I'm done. I'm stir crazy. I'm done with it. I've had it. That's enough. Been 2 months. Like to go to a nice restaurant, sit down, have a nice meal, go to my gym instead of my cold, dark basement that doesn't have enough weight. I want to get out and do things. Summer is upon us. I want to go to the beach. I want to go to the Bahamas. I want to go swimming.
I want to go to Westchester.
I want to go to Westchester.
King of Prussia.
King of Prussia. Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's my turf.
Things me and you do, the things that I do that want to do, and the things that you want to do are not in the same tax bracket.
All right, what do you want? What?
You're sitting here talking about Bahamas, and I'm like, I'm good with Hershey, PA. Sweetest place on earth.
I'm good, too. The reason I said that, we go on a family vacation every year, and usually it's to the shore or the Outer Banks the last couple of years. Well, this year we booked the Bahamas, and my kids are 14 and 11. I applied for passports in the beginning of March, and you're supposed to get them 4 to 6 weeks. Good. All of a sudden, 11 days later, this happens, and the State Department shuts down. So we call about a week ago, and they say, we're not open. You can try to expedite anything you want. We're not open. Until we get open, your passports will not be processed. So if we don't get those passports, we cancel our trip.
And when's your trip for?
July 13th,
your,
I think.
Your trip's already canceled, bud.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the passports?
The passports, because of the pandemic.
Well, they're still flying.
Best of luck.
Aren't they still flying?
Best of luck.
That's not good, man. I need you to...
As soon as the State Department shut down, I would have tried to rebook the trip.
We're on the cusp of... We're waiting a little bit longer whether to cancel it or not. I don't think we'll get our refund for our air tickets back, but we can get out of the Airbnb, and we'll probably just...
What about... I mean, you can't get anything back from the plane tickets?
I think you just have to transfer it to some other trip.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. So if you replan the trip...
Yes, we can do that.
I feel like most people are aware of what's going on right now.
Yeah, we can do that. And it's just a disappointment. The kids have never been out of the country, and it was something that, you know, we usually just go to the shore, which is fine. I love the shore. I love the beach. But...
Quick question. You don't have to... You can answer this off air or not, but I'm interested to hear the price, because it always amazes me how much money people pay to go down the shore.
It's ridiculous.
Taking the money that you could spend a week down the shore compared to what else you could do.
Go for a trip around the world.
So how much more money is it to go to the Bahamas compared to going down to Ocean City, New Jersey?
I have to check with my CFO. I got to text her. She set the whole thing up.
Because I know the Outer Banks, I think, are cheaper, right?
The Outer Banks is cheaper than, like, Avalon or Cape May. I grew up in Avalon, basically. Worked there for 20 summers. Blah, 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 blah. Love Avalon. They've outpriced me. You cannot... You go down there for a week in a nice house, like a 5-bedroom house. Maybe you take another family with you to defer the costs. But we're looking at, and if you go in July, you're looking at $10,000 a week.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's insane.
I went down to, actually the week before everything shut down here, went down to, I think it was Ocean City, because one of our family members was getting married. And they were getting married in a house that the person's, the person's, I think their boss owned or something. Really, like, very expensive house.
Yeah.
And, to be honest with you, like, you know, it's close to the beach. It wasn't that nice.
Where was this?
It's Ocean City. It was 4 or 5 bedrooms, right. But like, the house wasn't anything.
The Taj Mahal.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was okay.
And the amount of money they said that it cost to rent for a week, I think it was like $20,000. It was insane. I'm like, for this? It's nice. Don't get me wrong, but like, it's, you know, the rooms aren't anything spectacular. The bathrooms, eh.
That's nuts.
It's just the proximity.
I know. You can go around the world. It's crazy. It's crazy. We got to take a break. I'm Joe Stazak on 97.5, The Fanatic. Give me a call. I also want to talk about The Last Dance and some aspects of that. I thought it was a fabulous documentary. Opened my eyes a little bit to what Mike was like behind the scenes, a side of him you never got to see. But I do want to talk about baseball and what they're doing and what do you think of it and how irresponsible do you think they are? Are you cool with it? As long as they take the proper, you know, procedures and protocol, are you okay with baseball starting up that soon? Are you that much into your sport that you don't really care when or how it happens or the rules or you just want to see it back? I just think we're in for a big setback. Just my opinion. 610-632-0975. Joe Stasiak, Pat Egan. Coming right back after this.
97.5, The Fanatic. It's the unofficial start of summer. Woo-hoo! Happy Memorial Day weekend.
From 97.5, The Fanatic.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoliseBakery.com.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Sometimes you just need a warm, soft pretzel. Go to PhillyPretzelFactory.com and enter your zip code to find an open store near you. Philly Pretzel Factory, where better gets made. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
Hey, it's Mike Miss here. Let me tell you about a new home delivery service called Cinch. Cinch delivers propane right to your doorstep so you can keep grilling all summer long. And right now, Cinch is offering your first tank exchange for just $10 when you use my promo code FANATIC. Just go to cinch.com, that's spelled C-Y-N-C-H. Pick a delivery date that's convenient for you and use my promo code FANATIC at checkout to get your $10 tank. No more going through the hassle of lugging the used tank to the store. Stay safe and stay grilling with Cinch.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/start200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/start200.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care. I deserve better. Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Call today to arrange a free consultation. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400. That's 215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for over 40 years.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Keep your safe haven safe with Lawless Heating and Air Conditioning. Lawless HVAC is available 24-7 during this time to answer emergency service calls. Now more than ever, you need your home and family to be safe and comfortable. And Lawless HVAC is here to help any day at any time. Visit lawlesshvac.com or call 215-917-6908. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com.
Order takeout from a Real Philly Deli tonight. Visit realphillydeli.com.
Sports Talk for Morristown and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
That's a big time stub, bro. All right, welcome back to the show. Joe Stazak in the house with you, along with Pat Egan. He's behind the glass taking your calls at 610-632-0975. Any catastrophic stories of trips being canceled? I guess the shore's shut down still. I mean, this used to be a huge weekend for us. I mean,
is it?
A Memorial Day weekend? It used to be.
No, I'm saying, I don't think it's shut down.
It's not? Bars are open?
I don't know if bars are open, but I know that, you know, there's the picture of the boardwalks of like people congregating without wearing masks and stuff, and
really?
They're getting ripped. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, people calling up saying we can't live like this forever, acting like we've been living like this forever.
Yeah,
it's been
right.
2 months.
It's been 2 months.
Give me a break. I'm actually shocked it's the end of May. I think I told you that last week. I'm blown away that it's been almost 3 months.
It's gone that fast.
For me, at least. I mean, I know for other people that's driving them crazy, but.
It is, but it's gone fast. It's gone real fast.
I think it's because time is like a flat circle at this point.
Yeah.
So you don't even notice what day it is.
You don't.
And then part of it is because of sports. You know, your internal clock is so rigid towards sports that you don't notice how far we've gotten in May because it's not going into NBA playoffs.
Right.
And NHL playoffs aren't deep into the runs of the Eastern Conference Finals and Western Conference Finals and whatnot. And, so it's like all of a sudden you look up and you go, oh, it's June next week.
How about that, right?
Look at us, huh? Look at us. It's moving along.
Wow, it is going fast, but it is going slow at the same time. We've been, 2.5 months in, and again, the teams are talking about coming back pretty soon. I talked about baseball. I think it's irresponsible. I think what they're doing, they're just trying to force it too much. They're just trying to force it back. And will it back too much? And is it going to be so completely different that it's not the same? Now, that sounds like a stupid comment, but so different from the norm that it's not going to be as enjoyable. I mean, it's going to be weird without fans, but now we're talking about teams playing in different parks and wherever they pop up. I just think, you know, I'm not looking forward to it like I was, you know, about a month ago. I was like, yeah, I don't care if there's no fans. Let's get the games back up and, you know, all will be right in the world again. Now I'm like, really? I'm still looking forward to the NHL. NBA is going to be weird if they're down in Disney World, but at least they're talking about late July, finishing the season. See, the NHL will start with the playoffs. They're not finishing up the regular season, which is good. We get right into it. Whenever that may be. They've been doing well. They're raising the salary cap to like $83 million next year. It's like $81 million right now. But they stand to lose $1.2 billion if they don't resume play. It's costing a lot of folks a lot of money. Do I feel sorry for them? No. They're billionaires. And these hockey players make multi-millions a year. Do I feel sorry for them? No. Would I understand it if they didn't want to come back and take pay cuts and put themselves at risk? Yes. Think about it. How can you prevent? You can do a lot of things before the puck drops or before the ball is kicked off. But once it's kicked off or the puck is dropped, you got guys banging on each other, face to face, sweat flying. Saliva flying. You got your offensive line going against your defensive line. Hand-to-hand combat.
I saw a great tweet that said, you can want sports to come back all you want, but if coronavirus doesn't want sports to come back, it's not going to come back.
Right.
And you're right. I mean, if these leagues can put in all the policies and whatnot, but if all of a sudden they come back and a week later, multiple people are testing positive, it's good. I mean, you're going to be right back where we were.
Right.
You're going to be shut down again. And the fact that it's hitting everybody, You know, it's hitting all walks of life. Patrick Ewing said yesterday he contracted coronavirus. It's not just hitting a certain demographic. It's hitting a demographic more than others, but you know, you're seeing it affect rich people, old people, young people, the gamut. That's what kind of makes it so dangerous and not worth it.
I believe baseball teams can carry 50 players, and they usually carry 25, and that's because if someone... 40, is it?
It's,
I thought
40,
it was 50.
Yeah.
Okay. If someone comes down with the coronavirus and they also bar a couple other people who came into contact, I mean, you're taking out chunks of your team. So they've bulked up the roster. I mean, you're allowed to carry 50.
Oh, you're saying you're allowed to carry 50 now?
Yes.
With this new...
Yes.
Okay.
Now you are.
What happens next year when you go back to 40?
That's a good question.
Do you have to DFA them again?
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I know. The whole thing.
This is nothing more than, to me, owners pressuring Rob Manfred to get the product out there so they don't lose money. And then Rob Manfred, and you'll see this throughout all of sports, but he's putting the pressure on the players to get back by saying, we're confident that we'll be able to return.
Right.
So all of a sudden the public gets excited saying, oh, they're confident that's coming back. And if the players don't like the deal that is presented to them by the owners, then the players now look like the bad guys when it might be a crappy deal.
Right.
And if it was a situation where the players had come out first and said, we're confident we're going to get back, then maybe the owners would be the bad guys. But as soon as he says, we're confident we're going to get back, I just take that completely with a grain of salt, because I feel like it's more of already setting the tables and or the things in motion to have the players be the bad guys in this situation and put the pressure on them to come back no matter if the deal's good or not.
Here's a quote from Manfred on that show, Anderson Cooper, last week. We hope that we will be able to convince the vast majority of our players that it's safe to return to work. The protocols for returning to play, the health-related protocols, are about 80 pages in length. They're extremely detailed. So they hope that they're able to convince the players. They're trying to. They have a challenge of convincing the players it's safe. Would you think it's safe? Where'd you go? Are you back there still?
No, you got to look down.
What'd you think?
Sure. It depends on how much money I'm making.
Really?
Yeah. 1,000%.
So it's if safer I'm making, if you're if making, I'm making a lot of money?
If I'm making vet minimum money and I know that I'm probably going to be lucky to have a 5-year career, I'm coming back. If I'm making Mike Trout money, I'm not coming back.
Right.
The juice isn't worth the squeeze at that point.
It's not worth it. You're right.
But if I'm making the vet minimum or close to it, where I'm a situation where I'm not going to be living off my career earnings my entire life, but I'm going to have a career outside of baseball afterwards, then I'm probably more inclined to come back. And that causes the pressure of, does guys like Mike Trout and them, do they cave because of guys that are making the vet minimum to get them back to just get a paycheck?
Right.
Because they don't want to hold it up. Or do they just not come back at all? I'm saying like the Mike Trouts, and that frees up a spot for a guy who's making the vet minimum. But I mean, I've said this the past couple weeks. Now you've got a situation where you have to have the safety protocols, but now you have to have a CBA in order too.
Right.
And those two giant hurdles for baseball are going to make it really tough for it to come back. Especially with the clock ticking. They don't have the luxury of Major League, or they don't have the luxury of the National Hockey League and the NBA where you can play indoors.
Right.
Every day that goes by, the percentage goes down of them coming back.
Yeah, and they got screwed because it happened right when spring training was breaking. You know, the NFL has 4 more months. The NBA and NHL have a little bit of leeway, a little bit of wiggle room. But baseball, it's like now or never. All right, let's go to Mike in Ardmore. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Oh, hey, guys. Really great topic. I was thinking that during World War II, we had the Women's League. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be an expert and even give you one name.
I had a name because she just died last week. She was a member, the last member of the Rockford Peaches. She was 103 years old and she died last week. Great movie, by
amazing.
The way. Great movie.
Yeah, I mean, other than, yeah.
Might have been, yeah.
O'Donnell and Madonna and Gina Davis.
Might have been.
Played, you know? But how long did that last? Was it a season and a half?
No, I think it lasted like 4 years.
Oh, okay, so I'm just saying, given that point, that actually strengthens my stupid little point here, is that I think that you're right. If we cut that season in half, I think it's viable, marketable option. And the American people, even though baseball is definitely not as important as it was back then to us as a nation, I think it could probably fly.
What, the way they're doing it now? Or are you talking about a women's league?
the way they're doing it now. Like, I think that people are hungry for sports. I mean, the Bundesliga I saw earlier with my son, and they had cutouts in the stands, and, you know, I was just happy to see live sports that was played by professionals.
I'm with you. Like, in theory, I'm with you. I just think that they are really rushing things along. And as much as I'd like to say, all right, 2 months, that's enough. I've had enough of this. We're just in for a setback, I think, if we get back into it too soon. You know, look at guys like Patrick Ewing. I mean, who's he hanging around with to contract the virus? You never know where it's going to pop up. And if one player gets it and he's been in contact with other players and then there's a spread on one team, it might spread to another team. I mean, what's baseball going to do at that point?
It's true. It's true. It has to be publicly, you know, more than like 51% of people have to be approved, right? It has to be what, like 85% or something? I don't know.
Yeah, it's and I appreciate the call, Michael. It's going to be different. I get that, and I get they're trying to expedite things because they're losing money every day. There's no baseball, and I get that. And they make a lot of money through TV rights, and they make a lot of money through attendance. I think 31%, a little over 31% of their revenue comes from attendance, which where there will be none when it comes back. It's going to be weird watching it. I'll still watch it. I get it. It's just, it's unprecedented. We shall see. And I'd like to see, with all these safety precautions, you know, how much risk is really involved and how much, how dangerous it is. And if anyone contracts it, again, that in South Korea, that Korean Baseball League, no one's contracted it yet. And again, if one person contracts it in that league, they shut the whole league down for at least 3 weeks. They're way ahead of the game and testing, and again in their culture, and you know, they're cool. They're all good in South Korea. Not so much here. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stasiak. We're coming right back after this.
97.5 The Fanatic. Official start of summer. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
From 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey guys, don't mind me as I interrupt your radio program. It's Sue Cosner, sexual health expert on men's performance in the bedroom. Do me a favor and don't touch that dial. That's a mistake. If you've been listening to this radio station, you've probably heard a compelling radio ad for Noxetril, the potent all-natural male enhancement pill. Men constantly reach out and ask me, does this Noxetril really work? Or is it just another scam product? I can tell you there's nothing better than Noxetril. I recommend this super pill to men everywhere. It will transform your life in the bedroom once and for all. Strong, powerful results that increase your blood flow fast. No prescription, no side effects. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. So call Noxetril now and take advantage of an incredible free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
Call right now and get your free supply. Call 800-993-1760. That's 800-993-1760. It's like Viagra on steroids. Improve your sex life with your free supply. Call 800-993-1760. That's 800-993-1760.
1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Attention hospital staff and life-sustaining personnel. The YMCA wants you to know that if you need childcare, the YMCA is offering childcare to the men and women working in our healthcare system. Call 215-220-9199 or visit fillayMCA.org for details. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@ at 975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
HVAC technicians know you can be sure of accuracy with industry-leading Testo instruments. But did you know Testo is also a leader in test equipment for indoor air quality and thermal imaging? Headquartered here in Westchester, Pennsylvania, Testo has provided accurate results around the world for more than 60 years. If it can be measured, Testo can test it. For Testo's complete line of thermal imagers, infrared thermometers, indoor air quality instruments, and more, visit Testo.com. Testo, be sure.
97.5 The Fanatic, in conjunction with our parent company, Beasley Media Group, is working to help those affected by the coronavirus pandemic in our area. Visit the Pro Shop at 975thefanatic.com and purchase special Philly Stands Together merchandise. 100% of the net proceeds benefit the PHL COVID-19 Fund, providing grants to organizations throughout Philadelphia and surrounding counties in PA and New Jersey to serve the needs of our most vulnerable neighbors and to ensure critical resources remain accessible for those with the greatest need. We are all in this together. Visit 975thefanatic.com for complete details.
Philly's official Flyers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
And we're back. Joe Stazak in the house with the great Pat Egan. He's behind the glass. He's chiming in from time to time, giving his opinion on this whole coronavirus debacle and pandemic. And pulled this article off the World Socialist website. The headline reads, UK university team predicts doubling or tripling of U.S. death toll over the next 2 months. I'll read the first paragraph. A report issued yesterday by the Imperial College COVID-19 response team offers a startling analysis of the expansion of the pandemic in the United States as a result of the rapid resumption of social and economic activity demanded by the Trump administration and big business, predicting the death toll by the end of July could reach 2 to 3 times what it is today, or nearly 300,000 lives lost. Hey, not one to say I told you so, but, and it hasn't happened yet, but I'm not the only one predicting this is bad news coming back this soon. And believe me, I don't want to see my summer go by the wayside. I'd love to go out and sit down and have a meal somewhere, or not run and grab takeout, you know, have to wear a mask into Target and all this nonsense. But,
well, I think the big question is, are you willing to sacrifice your summer so you can have football in the fall?
That's an excellent question. I love my summer. You know that. I love my summer. I think we will have football in the fall. They'll figure out a way. And by then, it's what? Three more months till September. That gives them plenty of time. If these other sports leagues are getting up and running, I mean, they'll at least be able to kind of go to school off of what the previous three leagues have done by that time. And we'll see if it works. But again, the UK university team, the COVID response team, is predicting, because we are rushing this thing back. And Pat, you're right. I mean, we can't get out of our own way sometimes. I mean,
no.
How stupid are we?
If I hear, like I always jokingly say it on the air, but if I hear one more time, we can't live like this forever. Drives me nuts.
All right,
guys, it's been two months. Going on 3 months.
It's been 3 months. It's
not forever.
Last time I checked, it's a deadly virus.
It's no joke. That's why you've never had this happen before.
Right.
It's never happened. We got a great tweet from a buddy, Dan Schwartz, who just tweeted in, listen, I'm not wearing my mask because it's against my freedom. No shoes, no shirt, no freedom. I'm not wearing shoes and a shirt. Seriously, the government has already forced us to wash our hands at work. Those are my freedom germs. And he's obviously being facetious, but it's some people, like, that's the way they're taking it. And then you get together and you do these rallies and stuff, and then immediately about a week later, you start hearing how many people contracted COVID at the rallies.
At the rallies, right.
It's not a laughing matter. It's no joke. This virus is, no pun intended, deadly serious.
It's deadly serious. It is, and I think that...
I mean, I've said before, I think you wait till you flatten the curve, and then three months after that, even.
I agree with that. That's about right.
We don't know if we're getting a... You know, a cure for this. We don't know if we're getting a vaccine for it anytime soon. You know, you have to go through testing and trials and whatnot. Sure. So I'm with you. Like, I don't really enjoy going into Wawa and my glasses fogging up. Oh, it's bad.
It's bad.
But
I got in the car, my glass, it was a mess.
But it's better than the alternative, which is catching COVID, not knowing that you caught it,
right,
giving it to your entire family in your house.
Right.
Everybody getting sick. Everyone that you come in contact with getting sick. It's not fun.
It's not fun.
And I'll tell you, I was the first person in our cluster to think I had it, coronavirus.
I remember.
And I had it pretty early. I didn't have the coronavirus, luckily, but I was sick and I had the symptoms and I had to go get tested. I felt like a jerk. Like, I remember our boss calling me and saying, "How you feeling?" I was like a you know what? Like an a-hole. You know, because I was walking around and I'm not like hugging people.
Right.
But unknowingly, I could have been giving it to people.
Sure.
And I'm not, once again, hugging people, high-fiving people. And I was going through all the precautions of opening up doors with, you know, my shirt and whatnot,
yeah,
and my sleeve. But
of course,
I still felt like, man, if I unknowingly gave this to people, I'm going to feel like a jerk. And at that time, in the 5-day period of not getting my test results back, I felt like a jerk.
So you got tested.
I got tested. It sucks.
How'd you do that? And what happened?
Had to go to an urgent care, which, oh God, this is a story. So I called up the day before I went, explaining how I had one of the symptoms, and they said, "Well, we're not doing any more testing today. Come back tomorrow."
Okay.
So they said, "When you come, call us." I said, "Okay." And this is like the third week of March. So this is right as everything is shutting down and the panic of coronavirus is kind of hitting the country and everyone's not wearing masks yet. You're not directed to wear a mask. Seeing somebody in a mask was a little weird. So I called up when I was leaving my house because the place is about 5 minutes away. And they said, "Okay, come out to the front of the building and we're going to have somebody come and escort you in." And I was like, "All right, fine." An hour later, I'm still standing outside waiting for them to escort me in. And somebody finally comes out and they hand me a mask. And I'm like, "All right." And I get ready to go. And they go, "Oh, no. Not yet. We still have to like escort you in." And I have a cold, so I'm not feeling great. And right. I'm standing outside for an hour, and people are staring at me as they walk by because I'm wearing a mask. And finally, after an hour and a half, because I actually called them a few times, I was like, "Look, can I just wait in my car and you guys call me back?"
Right.
They're like, no, we'll be right out." You know, and they apologize and go, "Look, it's no big deal. I know we're in a weird situation now. I want to wait outside standing here like
right.
Like a weirdo." So they finally got me, and I went in, and they gave me the test, which is awful because it's the flu test. So they stick something really far up your nose, and it's a weird.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. Yeah, it's bad. And if you ever see the picture of where the thing goes, it goes really far back. Some people say it touches your brain, but it goes really far back. Weird sensation, not fun, weird burn. But I got tested, and they said 3 to 5 days. Of course, it was 5 days, and they warned me of that. They said it's trending towards 5, not so much 3. And 5 days later, I got cleared. And then the day I got cleared, I got food poisoning.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. How do you get corona?
Well, I mean, where did you eat? Like, what happened?
I don't think it was
your wife poisoning.
Yeah, I don't think it was anywhere in particular that I had. You know, I don't know. I don't know where I went. I don't know what I ate that would have gotten it. But that night, I felt sick. I had a fever. I started puking my guts out, and I knew that I didn't have it because I just gotten tested. It was just it was a food poisoning thing,
like Mike after that pizza.
Yeah, how about that,
Michael Jordan?
Do you believe that story?
No, I believe he got sick. I don't know. I mean,
I believe he got food poisoning because I heard from Devon.
You think it was intentional though?
No,
I don't think so either.
No, and I took umbrage with his trainer who I think was trying to steal the show and have her business history. First of all, I thought the trainer was a tool bag from the jump.
He seemed it.
The first time he popped on camera when he's just acting like they're storming the beaches of Normandy,
yeah,
training for next season after he just got eliminated by the Pistons. It's like,
right.
Well, you know, I told Mike, let me know. He called me that day. I'm back. It's like, dude, relax, all right? You're having the guy lift weights. So my umbrage was that fact that he's telling the story saying 4 to 5 guys showed up to deliver a pizza. That's the first time I've ever seen that. And immediately,
apparently there was two.
Immediately, I thought something was up. Really? You thought something was up?
Right.
It's the greatest basketball player of all time.
Right. Why would that be
the thing
unusual?
That you thought was up was that five people showed up to try to get a glimpse of Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the big problem I had with it was the fact that he let Mike eat the pizza after saying on camera that he felt like something
was
wrong.
Felt like something
was
up. He let him eat the whole thing.
Yeah, all right, dude. I mean, be a foxhole guy. Eat the whole thing then.
Yeah.
Eat the pizza first.
Right.
But instead, you let Mike eat the whole pizza and he gets sick. And now, years later, you're saying you felt like something was up. No, you didn't. That was a normal situation because anytime people thought that they were delivering something to Michael's place, they let their buddies know.
Right.
They wanted to tag along.
Right. That seems normal to me.
Yeah, it's normal that five guys would show up. You're in Utah, for Christ's sake.
Now, there's
nothing else going on.
You know, they tracked down the guy who made
I
the
do,
pizza.
And
he says only two of them showed up.
Yeah, you know, and I thought he was just trying to get his 5 minutes of fame because they didn't say what pizza place it was. And they never said his name. I mean, the Utah pizza place was the only villain of Michael Jordan that he never got back at. Everybody else on his hit list, he was able to get back at. The Utah pizza place.
I thought it was Pizza Hut. I thought
it was, but my point is,
gotcha.
That was the only place where Mike didn't want to get vengeance on. And of course, this guy pops up out of nowhere saying, "Oh, it was me." And it reminds me of in college, I had a professor who would. He would rip your projects apart and he would show them to the entire class, but he wouldn't say who it was. So he would sit there and go, "Here's what's the problem with this. This is crap. This is awful." And of course, whosever project it was, they would get annoyed and visibly they'd say something. And the guy would go, I didn't want to put you on the spot, but you outed yourself. And that's what this pizza guy did.
Right.
You could have just sat in the shadows. Nobody would have known it was you. Why are you taking the fall? Now everyone thinking that you gave Mike food poisoning.
Bad pizza.
What are you like? What type of idiot are you? Just shut up. I'm sure you're not still working at Pizza Hut.
He wanted his 5 minutes.
He wanted his 5 minutes
absolutely.
Of fame.
Absolutely.
So he hops on the number one sports talk show in Utah, which I'm assuming is a parallel to this show.
They got any openings?
Probably.
Okay.
You can break down the Utes. Utes football.
Love the Utes.
You big Ute guy?
It's,
the Aggies are the Utes.
Isn't that, what's his name's, alma mater? Not alma
Alex
mater.
Smith.
Alex Smith.
There's
and,
Alex Smith.
What's
There's
his name?
Andrew Bogut.
The coach, who, coach Ohio State, coach Florida.
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer, thank
went
you.
Went from Bowling Green
went undefeated
to Utah.
There. Yep.
To Florida, to Ohio State.
Undefeated there.
Yeah.
Won 3 chips, 2 with, 2 different colleges, and went undefeated at Utah.
He's a good coach.
He's a pretty damn good coach. That's good stuff.
Look at that transition.
How about that, huh?
This is some Utah radio station.
Oh, because of the Utes. That's right. That's right. He goes on to Utah sports radio station.
If you want to go to the Aggies, the Utah State, by all means. Jordan loves
that. I was going to say, wasn't that where Jordan Love's from?
More importantly, I believe it was where Curtis Marsh, former third round pick by the Eagles, went.
Curtis Marsh. Nice game. Nice game.
I don't think he ever had a game to have a nice game, but sure.
He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stazak. We've got to take a break. Janelle Albritton, publisher of WestchesterCountyPost.com and has a master's in public health, will be on to talk a little bit about the Rob Manfred interview that we've been talking about. And if you want to chime in, give your thoughts on are we playing this thing back too soon? Is baseball irresponsible for what they're doing and what they're trying to do? Just because they're a greedy bunch of bastards. 610-632-0975. Joe Stazak, Pat Egan, till 10 o'clock.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Watch the tray of cars, please.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. Be safe, but have fun.
From 97.5, The Fanatic.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Whenever I hear of an injured person hiring such and such a lawyer, I wonder, why'd they choose that law firm? Did they see the lawyer on a big billboard, a radio ad, or maybe an advertisement on television or the back of a bus? Maybe they just Googled it and clicked the first name that showed up. And then almost all the time, I worry. I worry if they know what that lawyer is really all about. Do they know when the last time that lawyer tried a personal injury case, or maybe if they ever even did? Does the lawyer have the resources to get the most for the client, or does the lawyer need the money more than the client does? And you'd be surprised to hear how many do. Here's my advice. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As the largest personal injury firm in America, there's really nothing like us. There's only one Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Offices Philadelphia.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpoli's family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpoli's tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpoli's Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoliesBakery.com.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit HomeAdvisor.com/start200 for details. That's HomeAdvisor.com/start200.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Marvin E. Cann's Heating and Cooling wants you to know that as an essential provider, they are open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Find out more online at MarvinEcans.com. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
For 95 years, Saia LTL Freight has hit the road to deliver the goods that keep businesses and communities moving. Now, in this uncertain time, we won't stop going that extra mile. Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together for the long haul. Saia LTL Freight, driving stability, safety, support, and strength. Visit Saia.com. That's SAIA.com.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Sometimes you just need a warm, soft pretzel. Go to PhillyPretzelFactory.com and enter your zip code to find an open store near you. Philly Pretzel Factory, where better gets made. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart. The voice of the Philly sports fan. 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
Home of the Sixers and Flyers.
You know, I did hear we were getting some new bump back music, so that works.
Yeah, all that complaining you did.
All that complaining I did paid off for once.
Look, no one at that.
Listens to me. All right, this weekend's programming is brought to you by Dietz & Watson Premium Meats and Artisan Cheeses. That was quick. All right, he's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stajak. I'm back tomorrow at 9 o'clock till noon. Are you with me tomorrow? I thought I saw you on the schedule.
No, I'm hosting 4 to 8.
Oh, are you? Okay, cool.
Yeah, so,
did you switch with someone? Were you always 4 to 8?
No, I mean, I got asked to host.
Okay, cool.
And I'd rather host than be with you.
Who wouldn't?
Oh, was that on the air?
Was that light on?
Yeah.
Janelle.
Yeah, so I'm not sure who you're with, but I'll be on 4 to 8.
Well, while we have you on, do you have any topics laid out? Do you have any game plan for tomorrow, do you think? What are we talking about?
I don't know yet.
Not yet.
You got to tune in. 4 o'clock. I keep getting, and I'm sure you do too, but I keep getting that. So how's work going? And I go, oh, I mean, well, you know, talking sports radio and no sports for the last 3 months. It's, you know, it's been interesting. It's been a struggle. It's been something. I'm not exactly digging ditches here, but, you know, hasn't been ideal.
Kind of gotten used to it. It's weird.
I agree.
Like, before I did my first shift during this, I'm like, oh, my God, are we going to be doing four-hour shifts without sports? But now it's kind of, I've gotten used to it. It's not daunting. It is what it is. Like you said, you know, we're not curing cancer, but we're not digging ditches, and we're here, and we're trying to get through it. I watched a lot of TV today, Pat. I got to be honest, I was kind of thinking about you.
What have you watched?
What I watched today? Oh, actually, today we went back to the ID channel and watched a marathon of Betrayed.
I mean, I can probably figure out what it is.
Yeah, it's
with the headline.
It's about it's usually someone close to the person, and they betray her and they kill her or him.
It's a fun topic to watch with the family.
It's a new. My wife used to hate it when I first met her. That's all I watch, and I still that's all I watch. She should be like, is there any way we can watch a show where there's as many people alive at the end of the show as there were in the beginning? I'm like, absolutely not. Someone's got to take the fall. Now that's all she does is watch all these shows.
So it seems like you're a big, like, Gone Girl. You ever seen the movie Gone Girl?
I have seen Gone Girl.
Big Gone Girl family, huh?
Brings up good memories.
Good memories. Not for Neil Patrick Harris. You've never seen the movie.
I can't remember it, though. I can't.
It's very good.
Why does it remind me of my divorce? Yeah, I forget. Who's the
Ben Affleck.
What about the chick?
Rosamund Pike.
Okay. Wow, that's good. That's good. Good job out of you.
Thought they gave away the movie in like the first 2 minutes.
I know, right? You seen anything good lately?
I'm watching Hannah on Amazon right now because I'm recapping it for my YouTube channel. Because the new season starts July 3rd. So I'm trying to, you know, quickly get that up.
Hannah?
Yeah. So Hannah is based on a movie called Hannah, which was very good. It had Saoirse Ronan and it had somebody else that's a famous actor. But basically the premise was this girl was kind of created in a lab and she's like a killing machine. And she gets out and, you know, hell breaks loose. So Amazon made a TV show about it. And it's okay. It's not bad. It's only 8 episodes. So it's a quick watch in the sense of most episodes are 10.
And you do a recap on your YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I recap each individual episode and then I put up, you know, the full recap. So when you binge a show and then the next season shows up a year and a half later, you can just head on over there and get caught up because a lot of times you forget a lot or the recap that Netflix puts out is garbage. So like Umbrella Academy is a prime example. Umbrella Academy is coming out in a month or two. And the last season came out a year and a half ago, and a lot of people don't remember what happened.
Interesting.
I show up to save the day.
How about you?
Look at me.
I got to check you out.
Just type in the recaps on YouTube and then...
The recap, Pat Egan?
Well, no, just type in the recaps. It should pop up.
All right.
It's a very creative name.
Very.
Make sure to hit the subscribe button. I need subscribers.
I would not have thought of to type in recap. All right.
Recaps. Jesus.
Oh, sorry.
Come on. The recaps. It's two words.
In caps?
Whatever you want.
All right.
Hey, it's your world, Stazak. We're just living in it.
Let's do that.
I have watched more television, though, than pretty much anything. Like any other time in my life, I feel like this is it because it's like.
And I watch a lot of TV, but now it's been ridiculous.
Yeah, me too.
Ridiculous. And I'm almost getting tired of it. And I love TV.
It's like you go from one series to the next.
To the next. Just keep going. And it's a little bit of guilt free, too, because you're not really allowed to do much
else. Nothing else to do. I took a nap the other day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
Yeah.
I didn't set an alarm. There's no point.
No point.
What am I getting up for? I'll tell you what I have been doing. I got somebody's WWE Network login, and I'm not a wrestling fan, but I used to be obsessed with it when I was a kid. And I've gone back and started to watch the old pay-per-views that I used to watch when I was 9, 10, 11, and see how bad they are.
They're
and I'll
bad.
Watch like one or two matches a night. And I started with the Royal Rumble 98, and I'm making my way through it. And yeah, they're terrible. But it's interesting to get caught up on the old nostalgia factor.
That's outstanding. I used to like wrestling when I was little. I knew it was fake, but it was great. It was great.
Well, if you want a good series on Vice, they have if you want to get a little bit of a sports fix, they have a show called The Dark Side of the Ring, which goes into the dark side of wrestling and some of the shadier cases that you might not have heard of, and it's very well done. They have 2 seasons. The second season just ended this past week, but it's on Vice, So if you have Vice on your cable network, you should be able to have it on demand. It's very, very good. And I don't think you need to be a wrestling fan. As we just said, you know, we haven't been into it since we were a kid. But the stories themselves are fascinating.
I mean,
and a lot of it, you know, you talked about the Hengel with, you know, you're in the murder shows. There's some that are involved in wrestlers and murder and
really,
yeah,
no kidding.
It's very good. So if you're looking for a sports fix, the dark side of the ring is one for you.
All right, I'm looking
really
into
well
it.
Done.
I'm looking into it, and we're looking into Janelle Albritton. Can we do one thing? I know you're going to try to get her on the horn, but I wanted to play the soundbite from Rob Manfred again. He was on Cooper Anderson, Anderson Cooper. I don't know why I keep calling him Cooper Anderson. Last Thursday night, and was basically asked, you know, about his baseball proposal and coming back very soon, and what happens if someone contracts the coronavirus.
And then if someone does test positive for the virus during the season, then how do you handle that? Does everyone that the person's been in contact with then have to go into quarantine for 14 days?
Our experts are advising us that we don't need a 14-day quarantine. What we will do is the positive individual will be removed from the rest of the group. There will be a quarantine arrangement in each facility and in each city. And then we'll do contact tracing for the individuals that we believe there was contact with, and we will do point of care testing for those individuals to minimize the likelihood that there's been a spread.
All right, without further ado, like I mentioned, she has her master's degree in public health. She's the publisher of WestchesterCountyPost.com. She is Janelle Albritton. Hello, Janelle. How are you tonight?
Hello, my dear. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Happy and healthy, I hope.
You too. Healthy. You know, we're working on the happiness part. But I am happy that you were with us tonight, and you heard that soundbite from Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, and he's all of a sudden kind of changing the narrative. It's, last time I checked, it's supposed to be 14 days quarantine for the, you know, patient zero, and everyone else around him I thought was supposed to quarantine for at least 7 days. He's saying his experts say that's not necessary anymore. Do you think that's irresponsible on baseball's part?
Well, I can't say if it's irresponsible, but I have more questions than answers. I would like to know who are these experts of which he speaks? Do you know?
I don't know. You just said our experts. That's easy to, you know, gloss over.
Well, like, are those legal experts, medical experts, scientific experts, public health experts? I think what he said should raise more questions than answers, or you know, sighs of content from anybody who's listening to him on that particular clip.
Do you think they're coming back or making an attempt to come back way too soon, as I do?
Maybe. So let me just say this. There was a panel discussion of three professors and a professor emeritus from UC San Diego, whose expertise was to study pandemics, virology, immunology, and all that stuff. That's like a deep dive, and I can send you that link. So what is too soon? It depends on the science of it, right? So for a community that has not had a single case of coronavirus, which can only be verified by universal testing, right? They can open up and go normal because they were never impacted. That is the key. We only know how many cases we have if we test. If you don't do testing, you don't officially have any cases. And so really that is where, that's kind of the fork in the road where everything goes. You know, so, you know, when South Korea has the highest per capita testing and they are shutting down their baseball league for 3 weeks, if one guy tests positive, you know, that's going to be a contrast to what, you know, Commissioner Manfred said in that interview. And by the way, Joe, Steve Collis speaks so highly of you, and especially of you and Pat Egan. Just saying.
We appreciate that. Steve is, we also think very highly of Steve. He'll be on at 9:10. Him and Pat Egan slugging it out last week. But certainly mutual respect there. We're with Janelle Albritton, the publisher of WestchesterCountyPost.com. She has her master's degree in public health. Janelle, one of the things that popped off the audio board to me was when Rob Manfred said that not necessary to quarantine the guy who's infected for 14 days, but he also said the people in contact with him, who I also thought were supposed to be quarantined, at least I thought that was the rule around these parts, that's not going to happen. They're just going to do contact tracing. What do you think of what he said, and what is contact tracing?
All right, so before contact tracing, let me first just briefly mention other two very key important terms. Isolation versus quarantine. I recently saw a post on Facebook that was going around saying quarantine is only for people who are sick. Not true. Isolation is for folks who've been diagnosed as sick, and they are isolated from the general population to prevent spread and to, you know, help the patient recover, you know, in the fastest timeline possible. Quarantine is for folks who may or may not be sick, who may or may not have been infected, but who are suspected of having contact with someone who is sick. So, you know, and when folks were coming in, immigrating to New York, they were quarantined on Ellis Island. And there were conditions, there were like certain decision points. If you passed the quarantine period, you were allowed to go into the United States. If not, there were people who were put back on the boats and shipped back to UK or Europe. So UK, quarantine is for people who might be sick, but we're not sure. So contact tracing has to do with somebody, if they test positive and should be in isolation or quarantine, we want to get ahead of it. And we say, so who have you been in contact with? What party did you go to? What wedding? What, you know, what social gathering? And we'll contact all of them and test them to see who is maybe positive or not, and then actually keep them on a list, because sometimes it takes some time to test positive in a test. So for the MLB to say that we will do the contact tracing according to who we think the athlete has been in contact with, I want to know how would these people, whoever they are, know who this positive COVID testing person is, has been in contact with?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned that earlier. It's it should come from the person who's been infected in terms of who he's been around, unless he's, you know, it becomes tricky if he's been around and, like, you know, on the road and he's juggling three little ladies out there and he's been with them and now he has to divulge, and it becomes a little tricky. And the whole thing to me is again, I think it's way too soon. They're expediting the process because they're losing a lot of money. But didn't you just say quarantine is for people who might be sick? And I'm saying the people who were in contact with this person are not going to be quarantined. They're just doing contact tracing. Do you think that's irresponsible?
I think it's not in conformance with the guidelines. I think that if I was a public health, you know, so let's just assume I'm a public health person, which I am, right? And the MLB employs me and says, help us get a handle on this. If I talk to somebody who's tested positive for COVID, then I'm going to do contact tracing and say, who have you been in contact with? His three little ladies. And by the way, that's HIPAA information, so we're not going to let his wife know, okay?
That's good.
Right?
So yeah.
That's confidential, just so you know. You can tell all your friends that they're not going to get busted. So this is all medical HIPAA-protected information. Steve's having a good time with this right now.
Of course
anyway,
he is.
So if anyone has been in contact with someone who's known to be positive, the one who's known to be positive will be isolated. The ones who've been in contact will be quarantined. And that's an important distinction. So if a guy's been in contact for, you know, especially what we're finding out is being in sustained contact in a contained area for over 90 minutes, that's kind of like a critical, like, tipping point. Right. So we're seeing surveys come out. I can send you more links. There's one guy on the 11th floor of an office building. One guy who's infected, he was upstream on the HVAC system. The HVAC system vent was blowing behind him down to his colleagues. And there were like 80% of his colleagues on that side of the room got infected. And on the other side of the room, like two people got infected. So it's really important. How would the MLB know? Because what Commissioner Manfred, with all due respect, what he said was, we will do contact tracing with the people that we think the athlete was in contact with. You don't know who they were in contact with. And if you want to go like a deep dive on this, check out WestchesterCountyPost.com. Steve Kallis and I did a video on this. I compare this with the contact tracers in the HIV epidemic of the 80s. 80s and early 90s, these contact tracers had no idea that the people who were infected, some of them, were having hundreds and hundreds of unprotected sex encounters with people that they didn't even remember the names. So we've got to be mindful and be humble that when you're doing contact tracing, do not assume that you know who this patient has been in contact with.
We're with Janelle Allbritton, a publisher of WestchesterCountyPost.com. Before I let you go, Janelle, you sent me an article from the World Social's website about the UK university team that's predicting doubling or tripling of U.S. deaths by the end of the summer because of the Trump administration trying to expedite the process and get everyone back to work and everyone back to normal and big business and whatnot. Do you foresee this thing doubling or possibly tripling because of that?
Actually, you know, I do, because I could never have imagined the mismanagement up until this point. And this is not a political statement. I say this as a public health person, and anyone who's seen the photograph of Anthony Fauci doing a face palm might begin to understand how I'm feeling. I've been watching this like a train wreck in slow motion, frame by frame, like one frame every 5 seconds. It's been really hard for me for the last 3 months. That's why I started a website. It will be up soon, betweenthewaves.info. If you want more information, contact me, westchestercountypost@gmail.com. I'm deploying a series of webinars to educate people on how to boost your immune system and how to protect yourself despite the lack of our country's response following, you know, the best. So CDC had the best practices. They were pressured to water those down. So the public is not getting the best information that they deserve. I strongly suggest that Americans go international, go worldwide, and look at what other countries are doing to protect themselves. Do a deep dive into holistic. But I'm curating that information. Please email me at westchestercountypost@gmail.com, and I will help include you into this movement that I'm doing. It's called betweenthewaves.info. I'm doing a series of workshops to help Americans protect themselves from the next wave that is sure to come. If it doesn't come in the next 6 months, it will mean because we've been doing the right things. And that's why prevention is not sexy, right? Because if you do it, and if you do it right, you look back and you say, oh, we didn't need to be so alarmed. But if you don't do it, you'll have a debacle on your hands. And if we don't have COVID-19, a second, third wave, I promise you, we'll have another pandemic coming soon. We don't know exactly when. As we were warned about this one, there will be a next one. It might be COVID-20, might be COVID-21. I don't know. But we have the power. Take the power back. Don't wait for the vaccine. Don't wait for other people to tell you you're okay. Educate yourself and empower yourself and know that you're safe. And that's kind of my message. And that's this is another conversation, but how Sweden and South Korea and the United States have responded to this are three totally different ways. And, you know, it deserves another discussion in the future.
Okay. The lovely, talented, and beautiful Janelle Allbritton from the Westchester County Post.com. You heard her right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Janelle, appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you soon. Thanks again.
My love to you and your family, Joe.
All right. You too, Janelle. Stay healthy. Thank you, dear. Janelle Allbritton, great stuff. Steve Callis coming up at 9:10. He is her subordinate. He's the sports editor of WestchesterCountyPost.com. They actually have a very informative video up right now regarding this Rob Manfred interview that he did with Anderson Cooper and what he said. And again, this whole thing is scary. You know, I'm expecting another wave of this. I really am. Because I think we're doing this too soon. And like Janelle said, Sweden and South Korea, we should take a lesson from them on how to do things because they are relatively cleaned up. He's Pat Egan behind the glass, 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stasiak. I'm here till 10 o'clock tonight. Stick around.
97.5 The Fanatic. The summer has unofficially begun. Happy Memorial Day weekend from all of us here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for Memorial Day weekend. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for just $33.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine and keep it running smooth with Valvoline Full Synthetic. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you're working remotely, taking web classes, binge-watching TV, or gaming, Dell is here to help you find the right tech. From XPS and Alienware computers that are redefining what's possible with 10th-gen Intel Core processors to the latest top-brand electronics, our seamless tech solutions will help keep you connected. Plus, get free shipping. Call us today at 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carskids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Dino's Pizza and Pasta in Bridgeport is making it easier than ever to get their delicious food right to your door. Just visit dinospizzaandpasta.com to order and pay online. Dino's delivery driver will text you when the food is on your doorstep for zero contact. Visit Dino's Pizza and Pasta today for a fabulous at-home dining experience. How are you weathering through this? Let us know. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for Memorial Day weekend. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for just $33.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine and keep it running smooth with Valvoline Full Synthetic. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly. Auto
Parts. 97.5 The Fanatic, in conjunction with our parent company, Beasley Media Group, is working to help those affected by the coronavirus pandemic in our area.
Visit the Pro Shop at 975thefanatic.com and purchase special Philly Stands Together merchandise. 100% of the net proceeds benefit the PHL COVID-19 Fund, providing grants to organizations throughout Philadelphia and surrounding counties in PA and New Jersey to serve the needs of our most vulnerable neighbors and to ensure critical resources remain accessible for those with the greatest need. We are all in this together. Visit 975thefanatic.com for complete details.
I can't believe he's gone. Was there something I could have said? Something I could have done? How could I have not seen it?
The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is working to change our mental health culture with free company workshops on recognizing the warning signs of suicide and provide you and your team with tools to help someone in mental health distress. We can all play a role in preventing suicide. Sign your business up for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's free Talk Saves Lives workshop at afsp.org/Philly Workplace.
Sports Talk for Sicklerville and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Much better, Pat Egan. Right. We're rocking into the 90s with some of these songs.
This song's terrible.
It's better than the bump back music.
No, this is worse.
You don't like this song?
No, I don't. I'm not a big Len guy. This is awful.
I like this song.
I like the rest of the stuff we played, but...
What else are we playing? Anything?
Well, a lot of, like, beachy stuff. A lot of stuff to remind people that, you know, summer's...
Summer's here, kind of.
Summer's here, kind of, yeah.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. Here we are. Quarantined for 12 hours. Watched TV all day today. Didn't even go downstairs and lift.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was a bad
day. And it shows.
It does.
The body looks terrible. My God, man.
Yeah, it's just...
A lot of flab.
This old Fox sweatshirt doesn't flatter me too much. And you can tell I really...
Yeah, you've let yourself go.
Yeah, I come in sweats.
You've gone up to double digits in body fat. I went from like 6 to 11.
I gotta be honest, speaking of that, I like to come on with a consumer tip every once in a while. I'm on a diet. I usually carry an extra 10 pounds during the winter, and I try to trim up by summer, so I had to drop 10, and it wasn't working the way I was doing it, you know, with my autonomy. So I'm back on Weight Watchers. I got to be honest, it's like the greatest program I've ever been in contact with. You don't have to prepare your food. You don't have to do any kind of that nonsense measure. You're just doing points. Now, having said that, I've been famished since Monday. I mean, I'm just absolutely starving, but it works. They don't give me a lot of points, but I do get some free things. Chicken's free, bananas are free, oatmeal's free. But it works.
I tried the Lose It app. You ever try that?
Why would you need to lose weight?
Dude, it doesn't look good.
When I take
my shirt off.
Are you kidding me?
It's bad.
Are you kidding me? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
dad bod and then some.
So what'd you try?
The Lose It app. So Lose It is you put in your weight, your height, you know, if you're male or female. And you put in a target goal, and then it has kind of a target set of amount of calories you should eat per day.
Yeah.
And then you just chart the stuff. So if you have a Hershey bar, you scan the Hershey bar and you can put in how much of the Hershey bar you had, and it kind of keeps track of the calorie counting. But
which is fine.
It's pretty good.
That would actually be a little better, because sometimes the smallest thing that might be a snack and probably only carries like 120 calories, it'll be like 7 points, something ridiculous, which you're staying away from that now because it's so many points, but it's not that many calories. So I think I like yours better.
Yeah, I can't do that stuff because the worst stuff tastes the best.
Of course it does. Always. Always.
Like, no one ever complained on their deathbed about eating too much Ben and Jerry's.
Right.
No one. That's not a thing. You don't blame Ben or Jerry. You blame other stuff, but you're not blaming Ben and Jerry.
Not blaming Ben and Jerry.
Damn you, Vermont people.
I love Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, me too.
I'm a big Haagen-Dazs guy, but I'll put Ben and Jerry's right up there.
Anytime I hear Haagen-Dazs, I think of Bruce Boudreau. Former coach of the Capitals.
I know who he is.
During 24/7 Capitals Penguins.
Yeah.
He's in a mall at 11 a.m. with his kids shopping for Christmas. Just repeatedly saying, let's get Haagen-Dazs. Over and over. And you can tell the kids are like, Jesus, Dad, it's 11 a.m. Relax. I'm with Bruce, though. It's never too early.
Ever.
Big ice cream guy.
Oh, my. Are you?
Yeah, it's my favorite food.
I did not know that.
Favorite food by far.
It's awesome.
The only reason I'll go back to my mom's hometown, which is in upstate New York, is because there's an ice cream place I like.
Really?
And I think my mom's family thinks I'm joking when I say that, but I'm like deadly serious that I don't really go for them. I go for the ice cream.
Nice.
They're like, oh, that's cute.
Where's the home? Where's that town?
Ithaca.
Oh, okay, sure.
So it's Cornell, Ithaca College. It's a college town.
Sure.
They tear stuff
up. Does it do well?
In terms of what?
The ice cream store?
Oh, my God. It's incredible.
Does it kill?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
All right. A lot of kids there? A lot of kids?
A lot of college kids because it's a college town.
Sure.
But, you know, it's one of those towns where immediately when you get there, you appreciate Wawa. And actually, the last dance, and I told this to Devon, the last dance, I think, was a good calling card to Wawa as well because they're trying to get food at 11 a.m. or 11 p.m. or whatever.
Absolutely.
It is. There's nothing open.
Nothing.
So they had to go to Pizza Hut because that's the only thing that's open. Whereas I'm sitting there going, man, if I want food at 2 a.m., I go to Wawa.
You go to Wawa.
It's open.
It's great.
And when you get to these podunk towns and small college cities like Ithaca, New York, that closes down at 8 p.m., man, you get real appreciative of Wawa.
Have you ever done Sheetz?
Yeah, I have.
Which is better?
I mean, I think Wawa's better just because Sheetz, you go into Sheetz, and Sheetz, they have different food, obviously. And there's stuff that Sheetz has that I wish Wawa had, but Sheetz feels like a gas station, whereas Wawa feels like something else.
Yeah, I agree.
Wawa's a little more cleaner, I feel like. It doesn't stop me from going to Sheetz if I'm in a Sheetz area because they do have different stuff, but I'm team Wawa. Wawa all day.
Did a lot of that when I worked in Lancaster. All they had was Sheetz. I was like, what is Sheetz? They're like, Sheetz, it's like Wawa. Like, nothing's like Wawa.
No, Wawa. I thought about getting a Wawa tattoo at one point.
Did you really?
Thought about it, didn't get it. My wife talked me out of it. She basically said, you're going to look like a Delco, bro.
Well,
I figured it would be like a nice calling card to Philadelphia that when people see it. Now it's gone international. Not international, but it's gone across the country where it's in Florida and...
Expanding.
Yeah, they've expanded. I mean, my mom, when she was in college up in New Haven, Connecticut, she had one up there. And that was years ago.
Wow.
So they've expanded quite a bit, but Wawa's great.
You can't be Wawa.
I get annoyed with like the hipster trend now is to bash Wawa and act like it's not great.
Why? What's wrong?
Because
where do they sling it at it?
Because it's 2020 and someone's got to have a scorching hot take and be offended about something. So they pick to trash Wawa. I'm sure the next thing is going to be cheesesteaks. Like cheesesteaks aren't that great. So let's trash that and act like everybody's making a big deal out of nothing.
These are the hipsters?
Oh, yeah. These are the IPA drinking, handlebar mustache, 22-year-old riding his bike everywhere, living in Fishtown hipster.
So define hipster. Me and Lombardo used to go at this all the time. I still don't exactly...
Yeah, I just did.
I can picture a hipster, and you've given me a hipster, kind of elements of a hipster, but...
The guy at the party who tries to be an intellectual, and it's just annoying.
Okay.
To me, like, that is the definition of a hipster. When you're trying too hard to sound like you're really cultured and you're just like, dude, shut up. We're not here to listen to your soliloquy about free-range chocolate.
How do they dress? Can you spot them?
Spot them with their facial hair.
All right. Yeah, Lombardo was not a big fan of the hipster. We had one guy. I was a friend of his, and he works over at Channel 3 now, that he used to go at it with Lombardo all the time, and Lombardo would deem him a hipster. I never quite got it, but I liked him.
Wait, people would deem Lombo a hipster?
No, Lombo, he used to go at it with Pat Gallen. Remember Pat Gallen?
Love Pat Gallen.
Were you here for the Pat Gallen?
Yeah, I was here for Pat Gallen.
Okay.
Pat Gallen's the reason why my email isn't pat@975thefanatic.com.
Ah,
something else.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I always liked Pat Gallen. Good kid.
He's good people.
Really good kid. He's over at, I guess he's still at Channel 3. My old haunts. All right, let's go to David in North Wales. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, David?
Yes, thank you, Joe. And a happy Memorial Day to especially to the families of people who may have lost veterans serving for our country.
Of course. Thank you.
I just wanted to talk about maybe some of our... In watching The Last Dance, I think Will Chamberlain has been really disrespected as a basketball player and an athlete. You look at people put out the Mount Rushmore of basketball players, and he's not even mentioned.
Oh, Wilt's got to be on it. Wilt's got to be on it.
Well, I mean, I'm a young guy, but nevertheless, you're talking about somebody who would average 50 points a game, supposedly against the best defensive center ever, Bill Russell. And I just think he gets totally disrespected. The other thing is, in terms of baseball, hopefully we'll get baseball started. I also think, current-wise, Ryan Howard has been one of our most, I don't know if it's disrespected or underappreciated athletes we've had probably in the last 30 years.
Totally agree with that. Totally agree with that. Complete disrespect for a guy who, you know, for 5 years in a row was hitting 45 dingers, 58 home runs, you know, driving in 120. He wasn't a perfect player. He wasn't perfect, but for what he did, and was he the fastest to hit 200 home runs in history or something ridiculous? He was just...
And in addition, if you look at his numbers in the 07, 08 seasons in August and September, they were off the charts. I mean, they were incredible numbers. The Phillies would never have made it to where they did without Ryan Howard.
Absolutely not. He was one of the foundational pieces of that team.
Yeah.
And he got a lot of heat because he struck out 13 times in the Yankees World Series, and he struggled here and there, and he struck out against the Giants to end that series, and then he rips up his Achilles, and that was the beginning of his downfall. But he was extremely valuable to this team for what he brought to this team.
Yeah, and my last underappreciated or disrespected area in Philadelphia, I think, is Jay Wright and Villanova. When you look at what he's done from 2015...
You think he's disrespected, underrated?
I think he's underappreciated.
Why? Who doesn't appreciate him?
I don't know. I don't get the sense that a lot of the Philadelphia area...
Well, they're not Villanova fans.
I went to LaSalle, but I still can appreciate when you look that 2018 team might be the most underappreciated team in college basketball. Look at what they did in that six game stretch.
You know,
there was no team that would have been on could play with them.
David, I appreciate it, Dave. I got to run. I got to take a break. You know, I saw ESPN did a thing a couple weeks ago about the greatest teams in history, and they did like 95 Nebraska Cornhuskers. One writer picked them, and one writer picked the 2001 Miami Hurricanes, and one writer picked the 2018 Villanova Wildcats. I guess, I mean, I do remember, I recall now how good they were, but he ran out some of the numbers. I mean, they won every tournament game by 10 points or more, 17 against Michigan. They killed Kansas. A lot of folks think that team was much more efficient and better than the 2016 team that won the national championship. So, yeah, I don't think Jay Wright's underappreciated. I think he's, you know, he's certainly a nugget, a diamond in our community. And if you don't like Jay Wright, it's because you're not a Nova fan. And there's a lot of, we do this every time the tournament rolls around about people who are anti-Villanova. I'm working with one tonight. He's behind the glass. But we do it all the time. And I think that the people who are into Villanova basketball or neutral and just like college hoops can appreciate what Jay Wright has done. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stasiak. Coming right back after this.
97.5, The Fanatic. The summer has unofficially begun. Happy Memorial Day weekend from all of us here at 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey guys, don't mind me as I interrupt your radio program. It's Sue Cosner, sexual health expert on men's performance in the bedroom. Do me a favor and don't touch that dial. That's a mistake. If you've been listening to this radio station, you've probably heard a compelling radio ad for Noxitril, the potent all-natural male enhancement pill. Men constantly reach out and ask me, does this Noxitril really work? Or is it just another scam product? I can tell you there's nothing better than Noxitril. I recommend this super pill to men everywhere. It will transform your life in the bedroom once and for all. Strong, powerful results that increase your blood flow fast. No prescription, no side effects. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. So call Noxitril now and take advantage of an incredible free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
Call right now and get your free supply. Call 800-993-1760. That's 800-993-1760. It's like Viagra on steroids. Improve your sex life with your your free supply. Call 800-993-1760. That's 800-993-1760.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Whenever I hear of an injured person hiring such and such a lawyer, I wonder, why'd they choose that law firm? Did they see the lawyer on a big billboard, a radio ad, or maybe an advertisement on television or the back of a bus? Maybe they just Googled it and clicked the first name that showed up. And then almost all the time, I worry. I worry if they know what that lawyer is really all about. Do they know when the last time that lawyer tried a personal injury case, or maybe if they ever even did? Does the lawyer have the resources to get the most for the client, or does the lawyer need the money more than the client does? And you'd be surprised to hear how many do. Here's my advice. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As the largest personal injury firm in America, there's really nothing like us. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Offices, Philadelphia.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Service First Heating and Air Conditioning is at your service all summer long with repairs and maintenance performed safely in your home. Need a new system? Service First is at your service with 0% financing for 72 months on qualifying units. Schedule service today at servicefirsthvac.com. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
For 95 years, Saia LTL Freight has hit the road to deliver the goods that keep businesses and communities moving. Now, in this uncertain time, we won't stop going that extra mile, because at the end of the day, we're all in this together for the long haul. Saia LTL Freight, driving stability, safety, support, and strength. Visit Saia.com. That's SAIA.com.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Bradford Whitewater Heaters wants to thank all of our plumbing contractors. You have always been essential to us, and now your work is essential in the fight against COVID-19. We are proud of the work you do every day in protecting the public health of our nation. Bradford Whitewater Heaters, built to be the best. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
97.5 The Fanatic FM Radio. 97.5TheFanatic.com. The free Fanatic app. Plus Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wow, the B-52s. We're really storming into the 90s now. This is Pat Egan behind the glass. I'm Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic. Speaking of Wawa, we talked about Wawa a little while ago. There is one in Avalon on 27th Street that I used to frequent in the mornings because we lived on 27th Street. But I tell you what, it's better than any nightclub scene I've ever seen. 27th Street in Avalon, Wawa. See, I don't know what it's going to look like these days, because back in the day, it would be packed at 2 o'clock. You know, again, fish in a barrel, stumbling into Wawa, 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. And then, of course, everyone's back in the morning, all dressed for the beach and trying to kill the hangover. And just, you know, the vulnerability is in the air. It was just a scene. But that's not why I like Wawa. I like Wawa because they have these ham sandwiches with the provolone and the mustard on a bagel, and the bagels are outstanding, and they pack it with ham, and they have breakfast foods, and they always have tasty cake cakes for two for $2. And I like their coffee, although they pour it for you now. You can't pour your own coffee now. They have some broad with a mask on. She pours it for you. But I still do Wawa. I did a lot of sheets.
So broad.
So
Jesus, man, you ain't any disrespectful than that.
Sorry.
It's just some broad is in there. Come on.
Sorry, that was a slip.
They I usually get the fountain sodas. And when they took the machine out.
Why'd they do that?
Because you know the touchscreen angle they were trying to just keep safe. But they put it back in this week. But I was having to go and ask them for a cup of ice. And it got to the point where I'm sure they know me as like Soda Boy down in Belmont. And Soda Boy became Ice Boy for a little bit, where I would get my cup of ice and I'd get like just a regular 20 ounce or whatever from the freezer.
Yeah.
And when they put it back in, I had two of the associates be like, I bet you're excited. And I said to them, I'm sure I'm not as excited more than you guys, because now you don't have to get me cups of ice. Because I would see the one manager there, I would go in and I'd go, hey, can I get a cup of ice? And I could just tell. It was a defeated look on her face of, seriously, this guy again. I get the same look from my teammates when I walk into the locker room
like, yeah, oh,
for
God.
Hockey. With like, Jesus, who invited this guy? But it was just this look of, oh, my God. So, long story short, I brought up, yeah, I'm sure you guys are pumped to not have to get me ice. And they go, no, we'll be pumped when we no longer have to get people coffee.
Ah, is that right?
I don't think it's a situation where they're miserable doing it, but yeah, it's you got to put somebody there.
Yeah,
you got to deal. Okay, do you want half and half?
Yeah,
is this enough?
Exactly. And, she seemed happy enough.
But safety first.
Safety first. Wawa getting it done. Love me some Wawa.
Love the crew down in Belmont.
Down in Belmont does a nice job.
That's a strong staff. Strong parking lot.
No, that's a bad parking
strong
lot.
Staff,
strong
though.
Staff. Yep. What's up with our parking lot, by the way? I had to walk like half a mile. I mean, don't they know who I am?
Yeah, no, it's genius. It's really genius. So for people that don't know, we have three entrances. We have west, center, east. And they decided to... The center's been closed for months. We're probably talking November, September, maybe even later than that. That's been closed. So they decide, okay, let's also close the east as well. Let's close two of the three entrances, which is genius. I mean, that makes the most sense, right?
Very genius.
Instead of just waiting for the center to be open and then we'll close the east, they close both. So, please, for those out there, pray for us. Because we're not built for walking.
No! I had to walk over gravel and a ditch, and they're digging something in the parking lot with a big backhoe, and it wasn't fun. I don't appreciate that. It's like when I'm here during the week, I got to park like three parking lots down.
Yeah, we're not built for that lifestyle.
I'm like employee of the month half the time. I should be like, you know, first slot. Second slot.
There you go. Congratulations on selling something.
Thank you.
Your employee of the month. Okay.
No, not?
Not even close.
Not even close. Hey, you watched, I know you did, The Last Dance, correct?
Yeah.
Did it change your, let me see, I know you're young. How old were you when Mike was in his prime?
I remember Mike more so from The Wizards than anything else.
Oh, that's brutal.
You know, I remember him, like my first memory of Mike was probably honestly Space Jam.
Oh,
I'm
you're
31,
kidding.
And I think Space Jam came out in 96, so I was 7.
Oh my God,
so my first
right?
memory is probably Space Jam. Although, I was very cognizant of the fact that this is Michael Jordan, the best the best basketball player of all time. You know, I was aware of that, but was I sitting there dialed in watching Michael Jordan games? No.
What did you think then, watching a lot of his highlights in this Last Dance documentary?
My opinion didn't change of him, because I feel like a lot of times you have to be that kind of jerk to be successful, a lot of times at least.
Sure.
Or at least we hear about the guys who are considered the greatest in their sport. They're usually not there to make friends. They're there to win. So that didn't change my opinion. My opinion of Scottie Pippen more than anything changed a lot.
Good or bad?
I mean, I think he came out of this looking terrible.
Because of the time he shot on
that was the big thing for me, is the fact that you quit on your team.
Did you remember that?
No.
Yeah, he quit on his team,
no,
and Kukoc hit the shot.
Yeah, had no idea. And then they said it makes an awkward situation, because we just won the game and now our star is whining because he didn't get the chance to get out
the
there.
Ball, yeah.
It also makes it more difficult for Kukoc, because Pippen could have been used as a diversion.
Sure.
And they couldn't use him like that. So you combine that with the fact that he's whining about his contract that Reinsdorf warned him not to sign,
because it wasn't
a good deal. But he's whining about that. He gets the surgery late. You know, and this guy wasn't a good teammate when he was in Houston either. I mean, he was bashing his own teammates, i.e. Charles Barkley, when he's on the team.
Right.
Trying to force a trade. So I just thought he came out of it looking really, really bad.
I thought so too. Yeah.
I don't hold necessarily the migraine thing against him, although it's clear that Mike thought he could play. because I've dealt with migraines before and they're not fun. I don't hold the back thing against him. I think after the migraine issue, a lot of people were holding both of them against him, saying kind of he was soft. I don't hold that against
him. It's tough to play if you have a legitimate migraine.
Yeah, exactly.
And the back injury where he jammed it in like the first minute, I can understand that.
Yeah, I don't hold that against him. I know some people on Twitter are.
No.
But the quitting on your teammates, I have no place for it, because I felt like he came out looking like a very selfish player.
Completely. I can't believe he did that.
I thought he came out looking the worst out of anybody. I know a lot of people think Jerry Krause came out looking really bad. I thought he came out looking the worst. I thought Steve Kerr came out looking the best.
He was awesome. Every time he spoke, he was compelling.
Yeah, he's very well spoken. It's
had
clear,
a good story to tell.
Clear that he came from a family of teachers and, you know, higher learning
theologians.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was, as you said, very well spoken, very well mannered. Also kind of knew his role. Didn't over talk his role in the team. Said he had to scratch and claw his way into the NBA. And in his story, obviously, I think touched a lot of people. So I thought he came out looking the best. I think Mike just came out looking like Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I had to pick one, whether he looked good or he looked bad, I think he looked, I guess if I had to pick one, looked good, because you don't realize just how much he had to go through on a day-to-day basis with the circus being in town, i.e. him.
Circus,
it's one thing when
the
circus
is
in town. It's another thing when you are the circus.
He is
and
the circus.
Everyone's crowded around you,
everywhere
wanting a piece
he went,
of you.
Everywhere he went.
So I think if anything, that part of it looked good, but for me, it didn't really change my opinion of him.
Steve Kerr saved my ass one time. I'll tell you that story on the other side. He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stasek. Lester, hang in there, man. I meant to get to you a little earlier about the Wawa subject topic. Steve Collis coming up at 9:10. Did The Last Dance change your opinion of who the best basketball player of all time is? I'll give you my opinion and my answer on the other side. I'm Joe Stasek, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Headed to the beach this weekend or just barbecuing at home? Be safe and have fun.
Happy Memorial Day weekend from 97.5 The Fanatic.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoliseBakery.com.
Just because it's called higher education doesn't mean high tuition costs have to be the norm. At Strayer University, we have the radical opinion that education should be affordable. With our graduation fund, you can earn up to 25% off your bachelor's degree tuition, making it all the more possible to succeed in today's world. Welcome to the future of education. Strayer University. Out with the old school. Strayer University is certified to operate by Chef.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Got an electrical or HVAC problem in your home that you've been ignoring because you're not sure about letting a technician into your home? Rayner Services in South Jersey is owned by former nurse Carrie Rayner. She herself trained her service techs on safety and sanitizing protocol. For safe electrical or HVAC service you can really trust, visit RaynerServices.com. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
HardRockCasino.com saw its largest jackpot winner earn over $230,000 on a single $5 bet. This online casino winner was playing the progressive slot Divine Fortune online at HardRockCasino.com to pass the time. This comes after another Hard Rock Online Casino customer won over $226,000 on Lock It Lake. Try your luck now at HardRockCasino.com. Open your secure account today for a 100% deposit match up to $1,000 and get
50 free spins.
Offer valid for new verified players only in the state of New Jersey. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Governor Wolf's recent order allows your neighborhood auto dealers to stay open for essential transportation needs. So whether your job is essential or you need to get your essentials, your dealership is here to make sure that you can get wherever you need to be. Whether you're servicing your vehicle or you need something new, your dealers can arrange for that delivery that meets CDC social distance guidelines. It's just a call, text, or click away. We know everything is different these days, but together we can and we will drive forward.
97.5 The Fanatic is an equal opportunity employer and is dedicated to performing broad outreach to fill job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our job posting should contact The Fanatic's business office by calling 610-771-9750. We also encourage listeners to visit bbgi.com, where you'll find an online listing of job openings at Beasley Media Group, LLC. The voice of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
Home of the Sixers and Flyers.
Boy, we've run the gamut tonight. We've been talking coronavirus, Major League Baseball, wah-wah. Michael Jordan, Steve Kerr. Phil Jackson, I thought, looked good. I liked listening to him talk. Did you? You thought he looked bad? Talk to me.
I mean, I want
to
preface this by saying I'm not the biggest Phil Jackson guy, but I thought it was ridiculous that he just let Dennis Rodman.
That's part of his genius, though.
Yeah, and that's and look, I understand that that's the way everyone looks at it because he won. So we look at it and go, oh, sure. My God, he pressed all the right buttons. He's a genius.
Right.
But it blows my mind that he calls in Michael to play bad cop. And he still lets Rodman go out to Vegas. I mean, I couldn't help but sit there and think, if Brett Brown did that and let Joel Embiid go to Dubai in the middle of the season for a week, we'd rip him apart. And then not know where he is during the NBA Finals, you'd rip him apart. So I didn't look at it like, that's part of his genius. I just looked at it like he didn't have a handle on Dennis Rodman. To be fair, I don't know if anyone could have a handle on Dennis Rodman.
No, I don't think so. So Phil just kind of let him do what he wanted to do, and it was... I was never a big Phil fan. He actually elbowed a friend of mine who used to be a cameraman, broke his glasses and whatnot when we were at...
Oh, the Zen Master did that?
The Zen Master did that. So I was never
a big... didn't say woosah, kumbaya, none of that? Just
no,
elbowed.
He elbowed him. My buddy was shooting him as he walked by in the hallway, and Phil gave him an elbow in the face. And it was close to being a lawsuit, but there was no lawsuit filed and whatnot. And
why not?
The higher-ups squashed it.
The higher-ups at his job?
No, the higher-ups at our job at Prism said, no, we're not.
So this guy just gets elbowed in the face and has to just eat it?
He ate it.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, he ate it. Sean Humpster, my man, he shoots Flyers games and he's a freelance guy. He's now a psychologist. He just passed his test. Yeah, I was quick Steve Kerr story because I love Steve Kerr. I love him as a coach. Loved him on Last Dance. Late 90s, I worked at Prism. I'm not sure if I was working at Comcast at the time, but we would be asked to go down in the mornings and get shoot around. You know, wait till they're done, maybe shoot a little video of the visiting team shooting or the Sixers shooting or whatnot. Well, the Sixers were, I don't know if they were PCOM at the time. But anyway, it was San Antonio was in town one day, and obviously Tim Duncan. We showed up a little late. We get to the court, no one's there, zero. You don't hear balls bouncing or the sneakers squeaking, no one's there. We're in a panic because this is our pregame show that needs, we're highlighting Tim Duncan and we have no Tim Duncan or any Spur. We'll fudge it if we can get another Spur. They're nowhere to be found. We're running through the tunnel and the corridor and I see Tim Duncan. I mean, the whole San Antonio team is kind of spread out. It's kind of single file, not intentionally, but they were spread out. Getting to the, as soon as we turned the corner, Tim Duncan's getting on the bus. I figured if I could get to him before he got on the bus, grab him. He, you know, from all indications, a pretty cool guy. Last guy bringing up the rear is Steve Kerr. Now, this is Steve Kerr when he's averaging 2 points a game. He averaged 2 points a game in 1999, so he's not exactly a focal point of the team, but we needed a face. And I didn't know if he's going to be a jerk or not. I mean, he hit the shot in 97 or 96. Don't know what he's like or anything. Steve! He turns around. He's like, "You got what?" He's like, "You guys want me?" We're like, "Yeah, can you do a hit with us?" And he did like 3 minutes with us, and we saved, Kerr saved the pregame show. So, no Tim Duncan, but we'll feed you Steve Kerr. And, we got away with it. Let's go to Lester in Willow Grove. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Lester?
Hey, how you doing today?
All right, man.
I'm good, yeah. There are a few things I want to touch, base on. And, you know, of course, Wawa is one of them. You know, Wawa is the best, you know, place out there. There's nothing like Wawa, but Wawa isn't like it was back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Well, you mean it peaked? Fresh. It's already peaked?
What?
It peaked in the 2000s?
Listen, I went off to college in 2002, fall 2002, came back in spring of 2007, and Wawa was completely different. They didn't have the fresh rolls anymore. They weren't slicing the meats no more. They didn't have the deli. So, I mean,
but they have it now. What's the problem with it now?
Just the taste. You know, I used to be, like you said, 2 o'clock in the morning, I used to get a turkey, American cheese, a tomato, and bacon. And
that sounds good.
You know, now it's just not the same.
Really?
Anymore.
I love their hoagies. I love their Italian hoagies.
I still love
hoagies.
Wawa. No, don't get me wrong. I still love Wawa. Ain't nothing like Wawa. Ain't no place in this country have anything like Wawa. And I love it.
Yeah, but, for like $5, you get like a 10-inch hoagie.
Yeah, which is great. But, you know, off to baseball, I don't know why everyone's making such a big deal over what the commish said. Because, you know, honestly, baseball has, what, 9 people on the field, and they're pretty much about, what, 90 feet apart from each other. The person that has to worry the most is the catcher and the umpire.
Yep.
And I just think that, you know, you as well as I know, Corona's going to be around for a while.
I think so.
And if you don't have it now, you're going to get it later. And if you don't get it later, you're going to get it through the vaccine. And it's a shame. I hear you throwing your stats out. Like, by the time you come back tomorrow, 1,000 people have passed. It's sad. But I just think that what the commissioner had said shouldn't get a big hoopla. I mean, I heard the conversation with your specialist. And, I mean, with these big organizations, NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB, you know, they should be able to establish a way that their players could still be isolated and play the games and not have to worry about a vast outbreak.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're going to see if it works.
I just think that, like, if anything, baseball, football, hockey have to worry about it the most. Baseball is the last thing, the last sport that should really worry about how people are going to contract it. Because, I mean, unless you're sliding in the home plate, tackling the umpire, or not the umpire, the catcher. You're really not having too much contact with any of the other players throughout the entire game. I mean, there could be an outfielder that doesn't see a ball, you know?
You know, I know, Lester, you brought up something I mentioned in the 7 o'clock hour, so you must be listening for the last 2 hours. I appreciate it, pal. You have a great night. Be healthy. Be safe. Stay healthy, my friend. Yeah, again, I still think that baseball has its, I guess there's less risk in baseball. Obviously, in basketball, I mean, you're playing man coverage, you know, you're slopping, you're swapping sweat and saliva, and, you know, it's hand-to-hand combat. Same with the NFL. Someone's getting tackled, gang tackled every play, the defensive line going up against the offensive line every snap. So I don't know how they're going to control that. But baseball is a little different. I think they're trying to implement a rule that if there's a runner on second and you're not holding them on, you're supposed to stay like 8 feet away from them, something like that. It's again, I think it's too soon. I think that this thing is going to be going on for a while. And I think because we're coming back too soon, I think, unfortunately, I think it might get worse before it gets better. And we're just going to end up extending the whole pandemic and the isolation and the social distancing. Just my opinion, as much as I'd like to see it back to, you know, hockey and basketball. I think they're crazy, you know, and I know the Trump administration is trying to get the ball rolling, and there's some states that have lightened up, and then there's Georgia, as corrupt as they are, fudging the numbers, and it's all about the almighty dollar, you know? And I get it. There are people out there with no money left and they're hurting, but there's a lot of greed out there too, which I think will be counterproductive when all is said and done. But in terms of the Last Dance, I want to know if it's changed your opinion on who the best basketball player of all time is. Because now I'm leaning back to Mike. You know, I kind of go, Will, it's hard to, I don't know if this is kosher. I think they can be on the Mount Rushmore together, and I'm talking about big men versus other players, small forwards, point guards, shooting guards. It's a completely different position. You're a completely different body type. You do completely different things. You have a completely different skill set. It's kind of like comparing Joe Sakic to Patrick Roy. One's a goaltender, and one was a center. You know, different skill set. Are they both Hall of Famers? I know Roy is. I don't know if Sakic's there or if he's on his way. Probably can make a case for himself. But you can't really do that. But they can be on the same stone in Mount Rushmore, but I'm not sure if you can really, like, is Wilt better than Mike? I mean, he averaged 50 points 1 year. In six seasons with the Warriors, he averaged 41.5, 25 rebounds, and 3 assists. 41.5 points, 25 rebounds, and 3 assists. In 61-62, he averaged 50.4 points, 25.7 rebounds, 2.4 assists. And when he was criticized for his assist numbers being low, he ended up leading the league in assists 1 year. They changed the rules for Wilt. But watching Mike again, at least in terms of LeBron and Mike, because I've lived through both of their primes. I remember Mike, it was in my 20s. Obviously LeBron, the last, you know, 10 years, 12 years. I went back and forth a little bit. Now watching The Last Dance, I go back to Mike, who was where I was before LeBron came into the league. And again, I would waffle a little bit at times, because LeBron's done some great things and he has a little bit of a different skill set and can maybe do more things. But I still go back to Mike. I almost forgot how good Mike was. And although I don't think the series did him any favors in terms of, it turns people off. Some people like it that he was such a, jackass to his teammates. I know he was trying to push him. I know he was, Kobe wasn't real well liked when he got into the league. You know, and he didn't like a lot of his teammates who were, like Swaggy P, like Nick Williams, not a big fan, too goofy, and didn't take it seriously enough. These guys are ultra competitive. And I know a lot of his teammates, I think they respected him, but weren't exactly the biggest fans of Mike. I know Horace Grant came off looking a little less than on the level. Because Mike immediately said, the Jordan rules, that book, all those stories. Well, that was Horace. Horace was leaking those stories, and Horace denied it and, whatnot. And I agree with Pat Egan. Scottie Pippen comes off looking pretty bad. Took Reggie Miller forever to do the interview, apparently, who I've dealt with Reggie Miller, kind of a jackass. But they finally sat him down, and I thought he was very compelling. But again, it changed my opinion back to Mike. I almost had to slap myself silly for getting away from him, but watching him do what he did and all the games that he put up big numbers and carried his team certainly brought me back to where I should have been the whole time. All right, as promised on the Comcast Business Hotline, my podcast partner from WestchesterCountyPost.com, he's the great Steve Callis. Steven, what's up, my friend?
All good, Joe. Great to be with you, as always.
You too, pal. Listen, we had your boss on earlier, Janelle. She talked about the Rob Manfred situation. You're the one who kind of brought it to my attention. It kind of really stood out. It popped for you in terms of not quarantining for 14 days, the infected individual and the folks who had contact with this individual. They're not quarantining them. They're just doing contact testing. What did you think of Rob Manfred on the Anderson Cooper show?
Well, Janelle's obviously the expert, but I think just from a general baseball citizen of America perspective, I'm like, if you don't quarantine the guys who are near the guy who got infected, it just seems to me that's an accident waiting to happen. And I think you're literally just hoping no bad things happen. And as Janelle pointed out, you know, you got to go talk to the guy who got infected. You don't know where he went last night with his family. You don't know where he was in terms of, I don't know, running errands, if these pro ball players do that. You just don't know. So you got to make sure. But again, I think you have to quarantine. Everything I've heard until that interview last week on CNN was, if you get infected, you got to be isolated for 14 days. If you're near the guy who got infected, you got to be quarantined for 14 days. And then if you're no symptoms and you're negative and you don't have a temperature, then you can go back. That's not what baseball has proposed. I haven't seen the actual response from the players, but hopefully they understand that because I think it's dangerous.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how dangerous do you really think it is? And do you think this thing will last? Because in South Korea, one guy gets it, they shut the whole league down. Over here, they won't do that. They're carrying 50 players on a roster for just that reason. But, you know, I went over that website, the World Socialist website that Janelle sent me on the UK coronavirus team that predicts this is going to double and triple the death toll in the United States because everyone's coming back too soon. Do you think that's the case?
Well, I certainly hope not. I don't know enough about it. You know, I have watched enough to hear top scientists, including Fauci, say all models are wrong, but some are useful. So, you know, look, if you open up all 50 states, and don't forget, they put out the guidelines for opening the 50 states after 48 of them had opened. I understand it's still early in the process, but that's literally what happened. That's a problem. We seem to be late to the party. So do I think there's going to be more deaths? I do, because what's going on in Texas is not surprising. They were 49th in testing. And now you're hearing places like Georgia and Florida may be purposefully underreporting.
Right.
Because they don't want it to look like they made a mistake when virtually every scientist in the world said with respect to Georgia that they're making a mistake. So testing, testing, testing. But I'll say it again. If you don't put the guys who were near the guy who got infected, that's exactly, as Janelle said, that's exactly how you spread this virus. And that's a problem if that's the plan that baseball goes with. Again, I don't think the players are going to agree to that, but I don't know. I haven't seen their response yet.
No, I think it's going to be interesting. And, of course, there's the revenue-sharing issue. And logistically, I think it's a nightmare. And the 67 or 80-page, whoever you believe, protocol manual that has come out and all the rules. I know some players are resisting already. And, you know, we shall see. It's going to be interesting to see how it's run over here. I think everyone's coming back too soon. The NBA, at least maybe late July, and they might be using the facilities in Disney World. What do you think of what the NBA is thinking of doing?
Well, last I heard was Disney World and Vegas. Has that changed? Because the problem there is that they were going to have the Eastern Conference in Disney World and the Western Conference in Nevada. And the problem there is, if what happens if there's an outbreak in the Eastern Conference League, are they going to shut down? Is the Western Conference going to keep playing? I'm not saying they should have everybody in one place, because that might even be more dangerous, frankly. But I just don't know how it's going to, you know, you're the first one I heard to say they may not play NHL, they may not play NBA. And I think there's a general fear, who's going to be first, Joe? Who wants to be first? It seems like every announcement is, yeah, we're going to decide in 2 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll decide after June. The NBA is going to come out with a statement. All the owners are saying, yeah, we really want to play. We think in 6 to 8 weeks we'll be playing. But nobody says, other than baseball, if they can work it out, and you're right about the money, that might be even harder than the protocols. Although these guys aren't stupid, obviously their safety should come first. But who's going to really be first? And I view basketball, hockey, and football to be totally different from baseball.
Sure.
Because baseball, you can see them play a game, you know, maybe with the catcher and the umpire wearing masks because that's where they're close, maybe at first base. But generally speaking, as you know, everybody is far more than 8 feet apart. Everybody on the field, certainly. And I think you'll be the substitute sitting in the first few rows in the stands, and you won't see a bullpen bench with 10 guys. You'll see a bullpen bench with, you know, three guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it's going to be. But it seems to be nobody wants to pull the trigger because everybody wants to see what's going on. But baseball has the Korean Baseball League. And again, you can't compare Korea with the U.S. in terms of testing. Korea tested much earlier, and that's one of the reasons they're way ahead of us. Per capita, they were much better than we were. And I think they literally have had like 300, 350 deaths. Think
wow.
about that.
Yeah.
And they're one-sixth the size of America. So that's a problem. We were late to the party. It always seems like we're still catching up.
Yeah, as per usual. Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. Steve, the NHLPA approved the 24-game playoff format that the NHL, Gary Bettman, and the NHL put together in terms of they're going to come right back if they do come back and start the playoffs immediately with the first four teams in each conference getting a bye. 5 through 12 will play a best of five, and then they might reseed. The Flyers are one of those teams who will be awarded a bye. Now, you pointed out, you made a good point the other day on our podcast that, well, wait a second, now they're going to be resting while the other teams are playing and it might work against them, but now I'm hearing there might be a round robin tournament for the top four teams to seed them and then, you know, reseed everybody at the end of that tournament. What do you think of how the NHL has set this up, and do you like the top four teams? They're supposed to be getting a bye, but they might play a round robin tournament.
I like the round robin, frankly, out of fairness to the top four teams, although they might say, you know, we don't want injuries, et cetera. But think about it. This is not the season ended and you wait a few days like in baseball, maybe, and another team plays a wild card game and they have the edge. No, this is you haven't played for months, literally months. You're going to go back for what, a 3 week training camp? You haven't now played a game in almost 3 months. And the team that's coming in to play you, who, yes, is ranked lower than you, but they've just been through a 3 or 4 or 5 game season. They have their game legs under them, and I don't care who you are, you don't, because you know what everybody says. You can't get game speed in practice.
Right.
Every sport says the same thing. So I think it's actually maybe a disadvantage to get the bye. And I think if I were one of those teams, it'll be interesting to see, you know, if they interview all those teams, it'll be interesting to see what they think. And injuries are a problem, but I would personally prefer to play. You know, I don't think you're going to go, maybe you will go 100% because it's for seeding, but I'd rather play some games to try and get up to game speed than, you know, a 5-game series in hockey can be what, 8, 9, 10 days on top of the 3 months you haven't played. And the team coming in has played 3, 4, or 5 games. I think they have the advantage virtually in every series, except maybe, you know, the first place team against the last place team. And that's going to be a tough call for the 1 through 4 teams.
Interesting. All right, let's switch gears a little bit before I let you roll, and we'll talk maybe more about this tomorrow if you join me. I'm on 9 to noon. The Michael Jordan documentary, The Last Dance, did it change your opinion on who the best player of all time is, was, will be? I mean, again, I went back to Mike watching it. I'm like, you know what? What was I thinking? I remembered it. I should have stuck with my original answer because I always thought Mike was the greatest player of all time. I maybe shifted a little bit to LeBron. You know, it's always recency bias, you know, what you're watching right then. But Mike was still, I mean, he was Mike. And what can you say? And so I went back to my original choice in terms of best player of all time. Did it change your opinion of him as a person? And what about as a player and his ranking all time?
Well, I think as a person, we always knew he was a tough guy. I don't think we knew the magnitude where he would actually so berate not just Jerry Krause, but, you know, Burrell and a couple of those other guys. The backup guard, Brown, I'm sure you remember this, the backup guard, Brown, needed an extra ticket to a game. And Jordan gave him the ticket and said, God gave you that ticket. And then he looked at the camera and he said, oh, I'm just kidding. Well, if you were just kidding, I don't think you even should have said stuff like that. But I'll say this, you know, a lot of winners, a lot of old-time coaches. You know, I played for Brendan Malone, who, you know, was talked to a few times about the Jordan rules, which he invented. And he was a tough, hard-nosed, old-time guy. And when he was working with Rodman, Chuck Daly called him over and said, don't work with Dennis Rodman. You can't put a saddle on a steed or something like that. So even in the 90s and certainly the 80s, never mind the 70s, it was a totally different world. That kind of coaching, I don't think that toughness, I don't know if that would work today, frankly. I don't know if it works with LeBron, who might be a guy. I don't think Kawhi is like that. I don't know what other great player you could name. In terms of his greatness, you know, that's a loaded question for me. Although I will tell you that my son, who was really, even though he's in his 20s, he was like a Wilt Kareem guy.
Yeah.
He sent me a text. He took the Joe Stazak approach, and he sent me a text that said, Daddy, maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, but I think Michael Jordan is far and away the greatest player ever. And in game 6 of the Utah 98 series, those 45 seconds, you know, when he made the basket.
Where he stole the ball from,
he made the basket, then he stole the ball from Malone, and then he made the basket to win the game over Russell.
Yeah.
He said, that's the greatest 45 seconds in the playoffs ever. Show me a better 45 seconds. And he makes a good point, but I'll just say one final thing for me. So there was a thing on Facebook, LeBron versus Michael, who do you like? And there was like, you know, 953 comments. And I was comment 954, and of course I put in all caps, Oscar. That's all I wrote. So I will say this, you got me leaning. You got me leaning towards Jordan, but I have ranked Jordan over LeBron forever. LeBron needs to win a few more titles. And then I'd also like to see a 10-part thing on LeBron, on Kareem, on Wilt, and of course on Oscar. And then we can make a fairer decision, Joe, but that's not going to happen.
I hear you, buddy. They're working on a Tom Brady one, but I'll keep you abreast if I hear of anything else. Brother, great job as usual. We'll catch you tomorrow, and thanks for coming on, my man. Have a good night. Stay safe.
Always a pleasure, but I just wanted to ask, did Janelle actually say that I spoke highly of Pat Egan?
Can you believe that? I think she misspoke.
No, I really did say that to her, so I guess she was just... you know, giving you more information on what I think of you guys.
Well, appreciate it, buddy. Right back at you, my friend. Appreciate you coming on. Great stuff. We'll catch you tomorrow morning.
Great to be with you, Joe.
You too, Steve. Steve Collis on the Comcast Business Hotline. He'll be back tomorrow at 11:10. Trying to get John Clark on at 10:10 tomorrow. I'm on 9 to noon. We'll be talking some more about the Rob Manfred baseball situation and The Last Dance, and we'll get into an extension of this show tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Once again, I'm Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Headed to the beach this weekend or just barbecuing at home. Be safe and have fun.
Happy Memorial Day weekend from 97.5 The Fanatic.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Whenever I hear of an injured person hiring such and such a lawyer, I wonder, why'd they choose that law firm? Did they see the lawyer on a big billboard, a radio ad, or maybe an advertisement on television or the back of a bus? Maybe they just Googled it and clicked the first name that showed up. And then almost all the time, I worry. I worry if they know what that lawyer is really all about. Do they know when the last time that lawyer tried a personal injury case, or maybe if they ever even did? Does the lawyer have the resources to get the most for the client, or does the lawyer need the money more than the client does? And you'd be surprised to hear how many do. Here's my advice. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As the largest personal injury firm in America, there's really nothing like us. There's only one Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Offices, Philadelphia.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Marvin E. Cann's Heating and Cooling wants you to know that as an essential provider, they are open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Find out more online at marvinecanns.com. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart. The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Dino's Pizza and Pasta in Bridgeport is making it easier than ever to get their delicious food right to your door. Just visit dinospizzaandpasta.com to order and pay online. Dino's delivery driver will text you when the food is on your doorstep for zero contact. Visit Dino's Pizza and Pasta today for a fabulous at-home dining experience. How are you weathering through this? Let us know. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
There's a chance your local Geico agent has the same hyper-specific taste in music as you.
Yeah, I can't get enough of neo-operatic breakbeat.
Do you listen to Cale Bent and the Lettuce Works?
Only every day.
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with insurance. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need a hip underground music scene to do that. Local Geico agents, call or visit yours today.
At Citadel, we know community has never been more important, and we're here. Our branches have 24/7 drive-thrus, and our contact center is available. We have loan relief options, and you can always bank from home with our digital tools. Visit CitadelBanking.com/COVID-19 to learn more.
Sports Talk for Doylestown and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Joe Stazag, 931 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Finally, we have some decent bump back music. I say decent, I didn't say great, but it's certainly an upgrade from what we've been hearing. I guess the squeaky wheel gets the oil. I've been complaining about it forever, and no, I guarantee no one lifted a finger because I said something, but I used to get in trouble. I used to bring in a playlist for the producer, and Coach would text, you know, an hour into the show, "It's not our music. We're not supposed to play that." Hey.
That wasn't so much Coach. That was the other guy.
You think? Because we'd always get the text from Coach.
Yep.
Well, let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this. Because the other guy, and his name escapes me, to be honest with you, Eric, okay, I won't say it. The previous guy, when he came in, one of his things was to add happening hip-hop music and upbeat and blah, blah, blah. And we did for a while with our bump acts. Then what happened? They went away. Do you know anything about that?
No, man. I just worry about the sports angle of it.
Okay. I can't believe I can't remember our news director's name, our program director's name. But anyway, I will. It's not important, but I just remember he came in and we had good music all of a sudden, and then we went back to the old bump back music, which, you know, doesn't really pump the blood, get it going through the bloodstream. By the way, Steve Callis, I mentioned Mike as a guy, I almost forgot how good he was in watching some of those games and what he did. And certainly if he was slighted, how that would come back to, you know, bite whoever was doing the slighting. And the 6 three-pointers against Portland in the first quarter, the 55 points in New York, and just some amazing things he did. The game-winning shot in Utah, the steal against Karl Malone. My man Steve Callis still goes Oscar. And you can make a case for Oscar. I don't know if he's the greatest player of all time, although his numbers, you can make a case. Oscar Robertson. I know he doesn't get a lot of play, unless you were there and watched him play. 10 seasons with Cincinnati, averaged just under 30 points a game, 8.5 rebounds, 10 assists. He shot almost 50%, played 42 minutes a game, 12-time All-Star, 11-time All-NBA, 1-time MVP. He averaged a triple-double in 1962 for the entire season. 2-time Hall of Fame member. In 1980, he was inducted. And then in 2010, he was inducted as a member of the 1960 U.S. men's team. Although he won one championship with the Bucks, and I believe that's when Kareem was there. He was traded to Milwaukee, and I believe Kareem was still there before he got traded to the Lakers, so won one title. But won nothing in Cincinnati, and when he left, they won 2 titles and went back to a finals, to a final game. So he can criticize him for anything. He probably didn't win as much as he should have in college, even though his numbers were ridiculous. He was the all-time college scorer until Pete Maravich came around. What else did he do? His rookie season, he averaged 30 points, 10 rebounds, 9. He almost averaged a triple-double his rookie season. NBA Rookie of the Year, 41 triple-doubles. His numbers were sensational. Just sensational. You know, and then you have LeBron. He's 3rd in points overall, approaching 49,000. 3-point percentage, just 34. Shooting 50% from the field. Okay. That works. Shooting 49% from the field in the playoffs, 33 points per game, 239 playoff games, 29 points per game. Then you have Mike, 5th in points, almost, a little over 32,000. His 3-point percentage, not real good, 32%. Field goal percentage, a little under LeBron's. He averaged 30 points a game, 5 assists, 6 rebounds. In the playoffs, 5,987 points in 179 games. He shot 48.7% from the field, 33.2% from three, and he averaged almost 34 points a game in the postseason. That's where he got paid, in the postseason. But yeah, he did turn to the camera. He said he was kidding, but he said, "You got this from God." And he also said something about Black Jesus. So he certainly wasn't at a loss for confidence on who he was. But just sensational. But he did rub some folks the wrong way in watching. You know, it got a little uncomfortable the way he was dealing with his teammates and whatnot and belittling them. And I know he's a trash talker. There's one thing to trash talk, but then to belittle or humiliate or embarrass. Although you have to have tough skin, I guess, at that level. And certainly when you're around a Hall of Fame trash talker like Michael Jordan, who doesn't let up, who's as relentless in his trash talk as he is on the court. Scott Burleson got it from him. And Mike said he was trying to toughen him up, and he just never could. He said he was just too nice of a guy. So, but I thought it was cool. I didn't remember how young Mike's dad was when he was murdered. I thought he was older than that, and what a shame. He was like Mike's best friend, and they were at every game together, in the locker room, post-game together, championships together, and just what a shame that was. I liked his parents. Again, I thought Scottie Pippen looked bad. I liked when Phil Jackson opened his mouth. I thought what he said was compelling. And Steve Kerr, I thought was great. I thought Steve Kerr at times stole the show. He was like Philip Seymour Hoffman, had like one of those roles where he's not the main guy, but he can still steal the show. I thought Steve Kerr was excellent. And I thought The Last Dance was excellent. I still am missing two pieces, two parts of it. I've only seen 4 weekends of it, and I don't know how that happened because I thought I started watching it the first night it aired with series 1 and 2, and I went right through to 10, and next thing I know, I mean, I thought it was supposed to be 7 and 8 that last weekend, and they're like, no, it's 9 and 10. I'm like, what? Where did I miss? I don't even know which two I missed. So I guess I got to go back and watch the whole thing. But it was interesting. I thought Reggie Miller, it did take them a while, they admitted, to get him. He wouldn't answer calls, wouldn't answer emails. He was blowing the whole thing off. They finally got him to sit down. I thought he was great, talking about Game 7. And they certainly didn't like each other on the court, respected each other off the court. I thought Mike calling Larry Bird a bleeping B after they beat Indiana in 7 games, I thought that was interesting. They seem to be tight, but I mean, it was cool. I would have liked to seen some more. I wanted to hear more about the gambling period and whatnot. And again, Mike had, you know, creative call and I guess director's cut. So he's not going to totally bury himself. But I thought there was more to it in terms of the gambling side of him, although he said straight up, hey, I like to gamble. I do. I'm competitive. I like to gamble. And, you know, there was rumors that he was suspended for a season and a half, and David Stern cleared that up. He wasn't suspended for a season and a half. He just took a break to go play baseball. Maybe he was burned out. Maybe he was getting away from the game because he was in a little trouble gambling. I don't know. They kind of glossed over that, I thought. I wanted to see more of the scandal side of Michael Jordan. But again, he had director's cut and creative license, and I still thought it was good. I mean, thought it was compelling TV. They're doing one on Tom Brady, from what I hear.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Which I also think, you talking to me?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
What does that mean?
Don't need that.
Oh, you don't need Tom Brady?
No, I'm okay. I don't need 9 parts of Tom Brady.
You know I love 12. I'm a big 12 fan, so I'm looking forward to that. Pat Egan, not so much. Who would you are? I'll tell you. I'll ask you this question. In fact, I might ask it tomorrow on my early show. If you could see somebody in a 10-piece documentary other than Mike, other than Tom Brady, who would you like to see?
Ricky Henderson.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
He's a forgotten great because he did something that you don't really see a lot, which is the stolen base.
He was
but
great.
Also, the rise of Ricky, the arrogance of Ricky, and I wouldn't say the fall of Ricky, but being 48 years old and playing in the independent league, Golden Baseball League, thinking he could actually make his way back. It's a story that I don't think gets told enough, that you had the stolen base king playing in the independent leagues at 48.
We gotta
I mean, if I had to pick one, that would be it.
Interesting. We got to take a break. I'll tell you, we'll talk more about Ricky Henderson. I got a little story on the other side. I'm Joe Stajek. He's Pat Egan. I'm back tomorrow, 9 to 12. Patrick is hosting 4 to 8, still working on his topics. He doesn't want to reveal them. He's like a magician, not revealing his tricks. You have to listen. Tune in 4 o'clock to hear Pat Egan tomorrow on 97.5. I'm coming right back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Watch the tram car, please.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. Be safe, but have fun.
From 97.5, The Fanatic.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where 4 generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli.
where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpolisBakery.com.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
This is Ron Jaworski. In these unprecedented times, family is more important than ever. And by that, I mean all family. Your coworkers, your neighbors, and your friends. Ron Jaworski Golf is committed to delivering an exceptional golf experience and will be ready for you when the time comes again to hit the links. I look forward to the day when we can all be hitting the golf ball together, talking football, and just having a good time talking sports. Until then, from the Ron Jaworski Golf family to yours, we wish you safety and health and can't wait to see you again soon.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for Memorial Day weekend. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic motor oil and a Wix filter for just $33.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine and keep it running smooth with Valvoline full synthetic. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Governor Wolf's recent order allows your neighborhood auto dealers to stay open for essential transportation needs. So whether your job is essential or you need to get your essentials, your dealership is here to make sure that you can get wherever you need to be. Whether you're servicing your vehicle or you need something new, your dealers can arrange for that delivery that meets CDC social distance guidelines. It's just a call, text, or click away. We know everything is different these days, but together we can and we will drive forward.
This is Ron Jaworski. In these unprecedented times, family is more important than ever. And by that, I mean all family. Your coworkers, your neighbors, and your friends. Ron Jaworski Golf is committed to delivering an exceptional golf experience and will be ready for you when the time comes again to hit the links. I look forward to the day when we can all be hitting the golf ball together, talking football, and just having a good time talking sports. Until then, from the Ron Jaworski Golf family to yours, we wish you safety and health and can't wait to see you again soon.
Adam Schefter plays on one station in Philly, 97.5.
We're back, 946, 97.5, the Fanatic fourth quarter time. Get those four fingers up. Final segment here, 97.5, the Fanatic. Once again, I'm in tomorrow, 9 to 12, and my humility knows no bounds. I forgot to announce that this is my permanent time slot, 7 to 10 on Saturday nights. It's my own show. Same with Sunday mornings, 9 to 12. So you got a double shot of me on Saturday night, Sunday morning. We'll be back expanding our views on the pandemic as related to sports and the Michael Jordan last dance situation. Also going to be talking some Eagles tomorrow, as I like to do. Hopefully John Clark will join me a little after 10 o'clock, Steve Collis at 11:10. And Pat Egan, before the break, you mentioned you'd like to see a 10-piece documentary on Ricky Henderson. Now, how much of Ricky did you see growing up?
Oh, none? Let's get that clear. None.
Okay, none, really.
So not my fault when I was born.
So what do you know about Ricky Henderson?
What I said. I mean, he's the
How did you get to be a Henderson fan?
Not necessarily. His hubris was amazing. And the guy's caught sitting there stark-ass naked in front of a mirror swinging a baseball bat saying Ricky's the greatest as the media comes in. I mean, how do you not want a 30 for 30 on that guy?
What? Now, I assume you've never met him?
No.
What is your impression of him from what you know, from what you've seen, from what you've been told? Like, what kind of guy do you think he is?
Probably not as big of a jerk towards the end of his career as he was at the beginning. I think he probably came around. I mean, I think he was a coach at one point with some team. I think he was a coach. So he can't be that bad of a guy to not try to bestow his wisdom down to the younger generation. Not saying that you can't have a jerk who's a coach, but that's a guy who didn't need to do that. Didn't need to be a coach.
He played for like 24 seasons. Ridiculous. 79, he started with Oakland, and he finished in 2003 with the Dodgers. Well, my point was, I would think he'd be a total jerk during his playing days. He played 44 games for the Blue Jays in 93, the year the Phillies went to the World Series. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. Couldn't have been more down to earth. Couldn't have been more affable, polite, friendly. I mean, his team was winning, so that helps. He wasn't doing a whole lot, but he was like the coolest cat in the locker room. I was shocked. I thought, because of the story you just told, swinging the bat, Ricky's the greatest, or whatever he was saying to himself. Now, this could be because, again, he played for 24 years. This was 10 years away from his retirement, and he's gotten older. He's been in the league 14 years. Again, as you get older, you lose that youthful, I guess, arrogance sometimes as you get wiser and older, and then you try to bestow your wisdom upon the younger guys. And just a really cool cat. That was a good team. Back-to-back championships. John Olerud, remember him? He used to wear the helmet in the field.
Yeah, looked like an idiot.
And the Devon White, Paul Molitor hit like 900 that series. Smoke Stewart. That was a good team. Phils gave them a run. That series was lost in game four. Everyone talks about game six and the Joe Carter debacle, but they were up 14-8 in the eighth inning of game four and lost that game at home. Dykstra had two home runs that game, and Mitch Williams was throwing up, 75-mile-an-hour fastballs, and then they had no one left in the bullpen, and he was done. He was cooked. Should have left Roger Mason in game six, but whatever. So Ricky Henderson, huh?
That's where I'm going. What about you?
I still can't get enough of Wayne. I'd like to see 10 parts on Wayne.
Well, they did the one.
What did they do? Tell me.
They did the first 30 for 30 ever was on Wayne Gretzky. It was on the trade.
Peter Berg?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that was the first ever?
Yeah.
Okay, I did not know that. Well, I could see 9 more episodes of him. I could. I can't get enough. He's like a deity on earth. And some of the stuff that he used to do, and his numbers are just silly. You can't even compare him to another team sports player. I know people think that maybe Jordan was the best. I hear that a lot. Best all-time team sports player. Gretzky's numbers per the next guy and the next guy and the next guy for what he did. And he won 4 cups. He didn't win 6 cups like Mess. I get it. 4 cups is plenty. It puts you in that category, puts you in that elite club. He won 4 cups in 5 tries. Probably should have, dealt with a better fate in the 93 series against Montreal when John LeClair scored 2 overtime goals for the Habs to knock Gretz off 4-1. Eric Desjardins was on that team, too. I'd like to see Wayne. So that's going to be one of our topics tomorrow. Who would you like to see a documentary like the one you just saw on Michael Jordan? I'm disappointed it's over. I look forward to that every Sunday night.
I also think one on LeBron would be interesting.
LeBron would be cool. You know, LeBron was hating that piece. You know that, right?
I mean, hating it in what sense?
Mike's getting a lot of... It's bringing people back to Mike being the greatest player of all time. It's a 10-hour... PSA on Michael Jordan and how great he was.
See, I disagree. I don't think LeBron hated it because everybody grew up in that. I mean, LeBron grew up idolizing Mike.
I know he did, but
I don't think he hates it. I think he actually sees it as an opportunity to have his own 10-part docuseries. I think this opened up a lot of the players' eyes, especially with LeBron and a guy like KD who have their own production company. They could easily do this. And considering they grew up in a different era. Mike goes to college and has scandals, and LeBron doesn't go to college, and his biggest scandal was taking a Hummer when he was in high school.
Yeah.
He grows up in the Twitter age, and Mike didn't.
But his legacy is always going to be compared to Jordan, which it is today.
And that's got to suck when your legacy is compared to the greatest of all time.
That's what I mean. So
hashtag pray for LeBron.
Well, no, I get it, but he's very competitive. He wants maybe, you know, he wants to go ring chasing, fine.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's so competitive that he decided to lose, to take a losing opportunity for a year in L.A. So competitive, though.
Yeah, but he did that as a means to an end.
Well, I'll never get over that. I love LeBron.
Wait, what
I will never get over the fact
that he didn't come here.
This was the best opportunity for him to win and to
totally
continue to win.
Totally was.
And he decided to take basically a year off, knowing he was going to lose, knowing the team would be bad. He decided to do that because of L.A., production, movies, whatever it may be.
But now he's in a position to win, and his son is out there.
Well,
he's got houses out there. He's got businesses out there.
Rich Paul runs the team.
Right.
His agent run him, and him and his agent run the team. A little snake in the grass, Rich Paul, is basically the GM of the Lakers.
Pretty much.
So he finagled a trade to get Anthony Davis.
Yes, he did.
I'll stop before I say something stupid.
If LeBron came here and they finagled a trade to get Anthony Davis, wouldn't he be on board?
They wouldn't have needed to because they had Joel Embiid.
Okay.
That's why it didn't make any sense to go to L.A. You could have won the NBA championship last year with the Sixers if he came here last year.
True.
If LeBron James with the Sixers, they win the championship.
I think his heart was always set on L.A. I never thought for a second he was coming here.
And that's where I didn't get it because I thought, call me crazy, I know this is ridiculous, I thought his heart was set on winning.
Chasing rings. Yeah. Which is,
you know, his legacy
right.
of continuing to go to finals. I thought that was part of it.
I agree. It was interesting because he went to a team and he got hurt on Christmas Day and the team stunk. And then there was the whole Magic debacle. It was a disastrous year, but now he's in a good position. So he took a year off.
Everybody knew they were going to be in a good position. Like, that wasn't a surprise, but it's just, I can't get over the fact that you would have been in a good position, as good of a position in Philly, and you decided once again to take basically a year off, know you were going to lose, know you were going to end the streak of going to the finals, and he was cool with that. Mike wouldn't have been cool with that. I think that's a difference. I think LeBron has a killer instinct, but I don't think many people have that Kobe Mike killer instinct.
No, that's different. That's a different level. Kobe and Mike are at a different level. Hey, we got to go, bro. Thanks a lot for producing the show. Great job as usual. You are on 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock tomorrow. Any topics yet? Or
nope.
Are we still working on those?
Nope, we're percolating.
We're percolating. All right, you'll hear Pat Egan tomorrow, 4 to 8. I'll be back from 9 to noon tomorrow morning. And again, for all of my three fans out there, this is my permanent shift from now on, 7 to 10 on Saturday night and 9 to 12 on Sunday morning, back to back. And we'll rock and roll and get it done again. Stay safe, everyone. God bless. Thank you to Janelle Albritton and Steve Callis for coming on. Well, Steve will join us again tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll get John Clark a little after 10 o'clock on 97.5. The Fanatic, I'm Joe Stasiak. God bless. Good night. I'm out late.
97.5, The Fanatic. It's the unofficial start of summer. Woo-hoo! Happy Memorial Day weekend.
From 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit
visit us online at carskids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Also
accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
Hey, Mark Farzetta here. Warnings about COVID-19 are particularly worrisome to cancer patients whose treatments can weaken their immune systems, making them more susceptible to illness. Social distancing is critical now because you can spread the virus to others even if you're not displaying any symptoms. The American Association for Cancer Research reminds us to follow all CDC guidelines to protect this vulnerable population. Thank you for caring for our community in this way. Learn about the progress towards curing and preventing cancer at AACR.org.
At Advance Auto Parts, we want to make sure your vehicle is ready to roll when you are. We have the right oil and filters at the right price every day from brands like Pennzoil, Mobil 1, Valvoline, and Castrol. And if you make a qualifying Pennzoil purchase this month, you'll get Gum Out Regain Fuel Injector Cleaner for free. Also, visit AdvanceAutoParts.com and tell us about a hero in your community. You could each win $1,000. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations.